You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, so here's the intro for Real Ass Dudes. Me, Louis J. Gomez, Joe List, Monster Voice, Dan Soda, Kelly Festuca. And that's it. We had a great show. It was real funny. Has its ebbs and flows. Really picks up at the end. It's around 2 hours. Hour and something. I forget what the fuck happened. But, you know, it was a good one. I had a blast. So, guest spot from Nate Bergazzi's in there in the middle somewhere. So, that's it. Let me know how you think of this one. Email me, ykwd at riotcast.com. And again, thank you for all the donations. Thanks for, you know, buying the headphones at Tweaked Audio and supporting our sponsors. And, you know, it's great. So keep spreading the word. Keep enjoying the show and letting us know. Competition is heating up. A lot of people are starting to send in their songs and videos and all kinds of shit. So we'll be giving away those prize packages soon. And keep sending the shit in. Send it to Kelly at riotcast.com, K-E-L-L-Y at riotcast.com. She's checking them up first, screen them, and then send them to me so I don't have to watch horse shit. But some of them are real funny. So that's it. Enjoy the show. Fucking intro out.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
I'm right here. Just heartbroken by my friend Louis.
As you should be. As you should be, my mother. I'm in a singing mood.
You are.
I'm in a singing mood. I'm in a singing mood.
It's working. Ugh. What'd you do?
Oh, shut up. I'm out of my singing mood. She got me out of my sing. Where'd you get that shirt? A fat mannequin?
And they're off. Oh, Louis.
You're talking to Kelly, right?
I missed your face, Louis.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, I was hoping maybe you'd bring James.
Why would I bring James to this hot, dirty studio?
Not, you know why it's hot?
I'm feeling
it's because
maternal.
You walked up two flights of stairs, fatso.
I'm sweating.
It's not that hot. Exactly. You'll cool down once your heart rate goes down, you buffalo.
You buffalo?
Turn that AC off behind you, please. That's what
that'll make me cool down.
Well, no, what will make you cool down is fucking you stop stuffing your face with baby food.
Are you eating a lot
Jesus
of baby
Lewis,
food?
Louis, what's going on?
Shut it off. Did you just break the handle?
Probably.
Oh, God.
I hope so.
Did you? Kelly, please do it. Don't let eight fingers do it. Don't let eight fingers do it.
You got it.
Did you break it?
No, it's been broken.
It's not broken. I just saw you break it.
No,
stop it.
No. Here's where you're wrong. I didn't touch that handle.
Is it off?
No, not yet, because the handle's broken. But listen to me.
Kelly,
Bob,
do it.
When you said, did you break the handle? I hadn't touched that handle yet. I clicked the button.
He called you Bob.
That was power saver.
He was serious. He called you Bob.
Ah, Joey.
Whoa, everybody. Hey, Joe, happy birthday, you fucking tall, dark piece of shit.
You know, it was my fucking birthday 3 days before his.
Yeah, but no one
We were getting to that, too, man. Jesus Christ, Louis.
That's a new birthday message.
That's why nobody likes you, because you whine about being liked.
Louis, you're hanging out your jeans like I am.
Did you show me?
Kelly, I did laundry, and I'm wearing tight jeans today. But I'm actually feeling pretty good about my body, because my diet's been excellent for 2 weeks, and I've been working out every day.
What is your diet, fucking pork belly?
There's a bit of an overhang there, mate. It's
dude, you
nuclear.
Are fatter than you were last week. Who's
that's
that?
Not true. Well, that's not true at all.
Who?
Linda.
Oh.
Who's Linda?
None of your business. Dude, you look... Look,
yeah,
man.
Gorgeous.
I'm not fucking... I'm worried about... Because me and you are on the same boat.
And that boat is sinking because there's too much weight.
There it
Yay.
Is. Walked right into that one.
Hey, big Lewis, boat. You want a brownie?
No, I'm not eating bad, you fucking bitch.
Just smell them.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Smell them.
That's what Lewis has two speeds. He's either like, he tries to be nice, and then that animal just comes out.
Joey's a pig. He'll eat him.
Yeah. Whoa. Right. What is wrong with us, man? Really, what is wrong with us? I listen to these other podcasts, and they turn the mics on, and it's just like, hey, how you doing, man? Hey, did you hear about that what's going on in North Korea? Or, you know, Comedy Sound? Oh, people, and then, you know, pregnant women.
Those podcasts suck.
Wow. What am I going to argue with that?
Yeah, they do. Do you want a good feeling podcast?
First of all, you cannot get into this conversation because you go on those podcasts. This is the best podcast I've ever been on.
I enjoy myself.
Yeah, I don't want you to fuck up your shit.
I enjoy myself. Hi, Linda.
Oh, that Linda.
What's up, Reggie Watts?
That's good. That was good.
That was fucking great.
That was good.
Hi, sweetie.
Wait, have we started?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I start. I don't fuck around. I push the button. What are we going to do? What magic are we... What do you want, some fucking intro music? YKWD, that song was written by a fan. Give it up. Listen.
You're making fun of my show right now? Because that's what we do a lot.
Every week. What's up, Joe? Happy birthday. Happy birthday,
thanks,
Lewis.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me.
How...
We're the same age, right, Joe? 31?
31.
Linda, how are you?
Back?
That's what I was wondering.
I love your hair.
That's right over there.
I love, you know what I love? I love,
dick.
Wow.
Candy.
You're just going to spit things out quicker this week because Lewis is on fire.
Yeah.
dick and candy.
I love dick and candy. Yeah.
Are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Jesus, what? I didn't get a text. Hey, why don't we ride in together? I mean, I've been in the city for a few hours. Me too.
Ah, man.
I just had the best cheeseburger in my life.
Where'd you go?
Bus Stop Cafe right around the corner.
I love this
neighborhood. I was with Sarah. It was date day.
Oh, okay.
What? Did you text him at all?
No.
No, but he usually texts.
But I was in the city, so.
Well, why can you fucking be mad at somebody for not texting you and thinking he's mad at you when you could have just said, hey, dude, I'm here?
Well, first of all, are you mad at me is my thing, dude.
That's his catchphrase.
Quit fucking it up.
I wanted to tell you, you were worried about peeing too much the other day.
Yeah.
I've been doing 2 Nutribullets a day, peeing like a maniac.
Well, I've been drinking a ton of water and tea and soda and... I think I might be diabetic.
You've been drinking, Dan?
Do you want a brownie?
Ah,
no, I just had sweets. I got a bunch of things.
Listen.
You look great, Bobby.
I look what?
You look great.
I lost 15, 16. Ooh. What was I? 290. I was 296.
Why don't we just say 250 plus?
No, dude.
That is depressing.
I would love to be 250. That's my goal.
Is it?
Yeah, 250? Yeah, I have something that they call muscle, Dan. So 250 to me is like 185. Absolutely. I'll fight you.
It's deep down there.
I'll fight you.
You can't come with me with your fat strength. There's a difference.
I would find it more believable if you said muscular dystrophy.
Oh, you want to say that word again?
Dystrophy.
Dystrophy.
Well, dude, never try a joke with fucking dystrophy in it.
Yeah. And he had an extra long blink while trying to do the word again.
While you're sipping coffee with that little mouth, you don't want...
this is the only mouthpiece that we're... Oh!
By the way, Bobby, thanks for the really long, thoughtful birthday voicemail.
What was it?
Did you get one?
Can you play it?
What?
I called you.
Foster kids really pinning sweet.
I called you and talked to you.
Really sweet, extended. And you, I mean, the thing you said about Lewis was really funny, but...
fuck out of here. I didn't say that to the
Bob. I called you 3 days after my birthday, depressed about my life, and then you yelled at me.
Well, 3 days after your birthday, that was my birthday. He couldn't talk to you on my birthday.
How long did I talk to you for?
How long did you yell at me, or how long did you talk to me?
I yelled at you because you don't fucking... This is your problem. Is you don't fucking listen. You just immediately go into your excuses. You have excuses. You'll be like, dude, listen. What happens is when you, yeah, I know I do that. And when I do that, that's, it's like, shut the fuck up and let me finish.
That's my way of shutting Bobby down. Dude, I completely agree. You're so right. Every time, everything he says.
I took a page out of my book.
He hates it.
Well, I don't care, though, if you guys fail or succeed. I just don't want to be responsible for not trying to help you out of your fucking shit. I'm not really talking to Dan because I've never really given Dan a pep talk. He's just been doing fine on his own.
Four-seam fastballs.
Unlike Lewis, who needs a pep talk every 6 months.
I do.
Listen, dude, I talked to you for an hour and a half. The reason why you aggravate me is because it's like talking to me. Because you're just an aggressive fucking idiot. Well, that knows everything. And you don't. Just be stupid. Take in information and learn. Remain teachable. That's your fucking for the month. Now go.
Nice outfit, though, Lewis. You look terrific.
You know what? Yeah. Everyone else said I look like shit.
I didn't say Joe. You look
like amazing.
Shit.
Thank you, Joe.
You look really nice. You look like you could walk around the village and nobody would even think.
Now, your compliment to me, I throw out the window. I
you
throw
look
it out.
His outfit. He doesn't personally look good, but the outfit is nice.
Okay, all right.
You look good as a human.
I'm back in. I'm back in. Lewis, can you stop hiding your fat
I'm
at the pillow?
I'm under the pillow. Oh,
what the fuck? God. He's hugging a pillow. I want to see your side fat, Mom.
Us fats all know all the secrets.
I'm telling you right now, I'm fucking back, Bobby. I'm right, way
you are
back.
Way yes. not back.
I lost. Yes, I lost since I started doing what I do.
Talent.
at least I had it to begin with. Ooh. You couldn't lose it. You'd have to find it or buy it.
Ooh.
Hey, you ever do a show with a comic and it sounds like he's just hitting fucking foul balls every joke? Just fucking, could you be funny for 8 seconds? I lost. I was 290. I would say between 296 and 290. I was almost 3. This time.
Tipping the scales?
I almost went to the fucking 3, and I fucking pulled up at the... and I pulled that fucking nose up.
I'm going to roll it.
I pulled up and almost hit the... I was hitting the... You heard trees hitting the wings. And then I...
100.
I fucking pulled it up. Now I'm down to 2... I'm 280.
You weigh more than Brian Urlacher.
Well, like I said, I have muscle.
Brian.
Finally, Urlacher gets his.
I know. That's why it was the joke. But I didn't want you guys to be muscle too.
But Brian Urlacher's muscular.
Yeah.
Muscular.
We got it, Dan.
This room stinks.
This stinks like what?
Boys.
Well, you should,
boys.
Open the window shades, by the way.
Yeah, open the window, Skel.
Open the window shades.
Yeah, are we allowed to open it? Is it going to be too loud?
Fuck yeah. No. It gives a little street
Linda,
panache.
Are you with me?
Panache.
Not panache, but.
Smell like sweaty men.
Ambiance.
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 What are you, French?
She likes no,
so
say it. Ambiance.
Ambiance sounds like you're an
ambient.
Asshole.
Listen. Kelly, why does. What? Are your headphones on? Can you hear me fucking talking?
I'm
listen, shut your... this isn't you on a train. This is a fucking show.
You on a train?
I'm talking to Dan.
Speaking of shows and trains and us on a train, we got to tell that story. We'll tell it later when you're done with your dumb yelling at Kelly. Oh,
did you
God.
Spill the soda?
These are my good Levi's.
You spilled soda on soda.
Oh.
That's the second soda joke.
I don't get sick of them.
If there's a third one, then you get to punch that person in the face.
Oh, please let it be Kelly. What?
All right,
Kelly
listen.
Has a pearl necklace. That's fun.
I want to know.
This time it wasn't given by a bartender in the Lower East Side.
Are you guys done, quippies?
Yep. All done.
I want to know, are you and Kelly cool?
Yeah. We're fine.
Did you guys talk after the show last week?
Yeah, fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you call her or did she call you?
We texted.
You just texted. You took care of it over text.
The voice would have been too annoying for me to let go of anything.
All right, great.
Did you like my text? I thought it was a funny text.
What'd you text?
I sent like a really nice text and I was like, I know you hate nice texts, but you're gay, so there. I think that was funny.
Yeah, it was. I thought it would have been funny if it was just between me and you. I didn't know you were going to try to fucking use it on your resume.
Well, I didn't read the whole
text.
Just
shut up and let me have my texts from you. Can I have them? Can I just know that I'm gonna fucking repeat them on a show a week later? I said Bob Kelly, you know him?
Just made the mistake of trying to check out Kelly's ass. Can't take that back. Yeah, how the window, is the window open? What happened?
I look great.
Open the window.
No, oh, but you get the shades open. We got some sunlight in
here. Yeah, open the shades, Kelly.
I'll go do it. I don't mean to bark
orders. All right, shut up. You're annoying me with your fucking just energy. How many Nutribullets are you
excited.
Doing?
I'm excited.
I don't care. Be less excited.
Doing 2 a day. I had a nice afternoon with my girl.
He's doing Coke bullets.
Oh. Kelly, are you wearing grandma panties? What the fuck's wrong with your ass?
Kelly and Lewis have the same lower body.
We're in the exact same size jeans right now.
I look great. Shut up.
No, you look great, Kelly. You do look great.
For Kelly.
You look great. You look
I look great. Shut up.
You do. You look great.
Yeah.
Those pants fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah, they fit like a fucking glove, like an original catcher's glove.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with the pants. It's the contents.
All right. So you guys are all right.
Yeah.
That was a pretty fucking epic fight.
Yeah.
What did they fight over?
Well, we've never had a fight like that before. I've known you for 2 years, and we've never had it out. Like, he's too... You know, we're two friends who annoy each other.
Well, yeah, when you're blowing them every night, it's not really a problem.
Face fucking.
You didn't face fuck Kelly.
No.
No.
He face made love to Kelly.
you know Kelly.
Are you okay? I love you.
He just did his voices for me, and I was... Hmm? What?
Anyways, not that. I'm not even getting into it.
I'm not going to be made to feel bad about the way I look in the room with you three. Or, well,
yeah, but we're dudes.
Yeah.
Kelly, first of all, you fit with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fit in.
Yeah, you're not separated.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you're right in the room with us.
This looks like the lobby for like a construction worker audition.
A union.
You know what? I'm very fucking offended that my pep talk to you, you actually just
Bro,
blew me off.
Hold on. What did I say?
Said you don't listen to me. You say you asked me to death to get off the fucking phone.
I don't want
to
get off the phone with you.
And you don't even hear what I say. So now I'm not even going to give you pep talk. You're on your own.
It was less of a pep talk and more of a berating.
Well, because you don't listen. You're fucking, you try to, you come up with the problem.
Wait,
and then
you
see, exactly. You come up with the problem and then you answer like, I know what I'm doing. And you go on this whole, and then fuck you. You don't, cause you're stupid and you don't listen. You don't listen. When somebody's trying to help you, you just talk over them.
That's not true.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I used to do your podcast, I used to have to sit there and tell you and your other, what's his name? Dave?
Dave Smith.
Yeah, to shut the fuck up.
Well, that was him. He would keep on yapping.
You do the same thing.
It's my show.
Your life is not your show. Our friendship is not your show.
Oh, it's not the Lewis show?
No. But if, I mean, here's the thing though. If somebody was giving me a pep talk or talking to me and they were like, shut the fuck up, I'd be like, dude, I'm done. I don't need your help because I'm not even listening to you.
No, but I was listening to
then
you.
Then shut your face and listen.
But am I supposed to just listen as you yell for an hour and I can't even go, yes, Bobby, I agree once in a while?
No, because I let you talk. But you literally would talk for the whole hour and just tell me all the good, the bad shit that's going on and then tell me that, but I know what I'm doing. I got it under control. No, you don't.
All I said was I was coming up with some solutions for some of the problems that I have, and you think all of my solutions are garbage.
Your solutions stink because you're not realistically trying to better your fucking career. You should come up with goals and short-term things that you can actually achieve. And people, I'm trying to tell you that people don't look at you the way you think they look at you. When you did the Riotcast show, everybody was like, oh my God, Lewis killed it as a host. And that one night could get you a hosting gig over here when we do the Riotcast.
Yeah,
and that one night could get you in at the Cellar if the right people are there. Certain things that happen, you need to focus on and try to do those instead of just falling apart every fucking 6 months and going, everybody's...
Well, dude, what am I going to say? I'm a real-ass dude. That's what I do. I fall apart every once in a while, and I wear my heart on my sleeve, and if shit's not going the way I like it to go, I talk about it with my friends. However, I sell myself, you know, pretty well to like the scene. I don't fucking just walk around, you know, sad about my life to fucking people I'm not boys with.
I don't even get that. I'm trying.
He's like one of the Diaz brothers. He's just like, I just go out there and I just, you know, tell jokes and I'm just a real ass dude.
Where you come from? Where I come from, you get slapped in the head with that.
I mean, I don't pay my taxes. I'm Nick Diaz.
Listen, dumb.
I just did my taxes, by
You're
the way.
Dumb.
Killing it.
Oof, having a baby really helps.
Oh, really?
By the way, good picture of you and James at the taxes.
You know what, Dan? I'm not done with this. No, fuck you in this corporate shit.
Hey.
I'm not done. I'm not going on to fucking baby taxes.
You're the mean dad. I'm the nice mom.
Yeah,
are you hungry?
This fucking aggravates me. This cocksucker on the phone. He goes, oh, man, this just, what a fucking shallow. Not even shallow. That's the wrong word. Just a phony. A phony is what you are. I told Colin what you did. He was like, oh my God, that fucking
phony. What, you called me on Saturday?
Phony. Ugh.
Tell us.
I called him on Saturday.
Kelly loves it.
I
called this fucking puss whack on Saturday just because I missed him.
On my birthday, you called him?
Yeah.
That hurts. That really hurts. I didn't know. Just
really,
call everybody day.
I don't. I called him and you didn't pick up. I called you and you didn't pick up. And then it made me thought of Dan.
Think.
Thought.
It made you thought of Dan?
It made me think of Dan. I like getting corrected by a Dominican. Yeah. I call him up and I go, we're talking about bullshit, whatever. And then I said, so you're here. I'm at this club, the House of Comedy. And I'm like, you're here in a month or so. DeRosa was here. I'm here. You're here. And he's like, yeah, I know. I probably should be middling. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how I'm headlining.
I didn't say it like that.
Oh, yeah, he nailed it.
Yeah, you're right. But he was not he's not genuine.
I was being sincere.
No, you weren't.
He was saying what you were thinking.
Staring at me as I was saying that. That's why I was looking at Vecchione, too. That's why I gave the phone to him.
Listen to me. This fucking salsa-dipping fingered fucking asshole.
It's guacamole. That was my specialty.
Cilantro.
Sorry. Salsa came free with every table.
I'm sorry.
Actually, it was a $5 charge, but I never charged
it. Guacamole fingered fucking asshole.
Would you like a single or a double?
This asshole was fucking, Louis, waiting tables a year ago. Now he's headlining the same rooms me and DeRosa are headlining, and he in his fucking belly, he's fucking excited. He's loving
nervous.
It. No, you're not.
I'm nervous.
No, you're not. Yeah. No, you're not.
How do you know?
Huh? I don't know. I'm just saying, no, you're not, over and over until you
trying
fucking...
trying to break you.
Yeah, you're not going to break me. My name is Kunta Kinte.
Jesus.
With an African-American person, I don't think that's really appropriate.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that I was speaking directly to their culture.
I'm calling Dan Toby for the rest of the show.
Your name is Toby. You are a headliner.
Hey, you're fake.
I'm a feature.
You're fake humbleness.
I'm actually legitimately humble.
You're
so.
Not humble.
What do you think?
Dan.
I go home and speak in third person.
Dan, hold on.
Dan just did an awesome job on the podcast.
I read your Twitters. It's you're dying to be famous.
I am not. Dude, I don't want it at all.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. I'm actually saying the way I'm saying.
Thank you, fan. Why don't you call them fans when you say thanks, fans?
I don't. I say thanks, man.
You say fans. From now on, you should say fans.
I call them fans.
You should call them the Dan fans.
Dan calls all of his friends fans.
Yeah, that's whatever all of you are.
Which
you're
is
nothing
weird because we're not.
Dude, if you want to get Dan's real opinion on things, get him drunk.
Yes.
We were getting hammered up in the Upper West Side one day, and when Dan's drunk, all of that fucking humbleness goes out the window.
The best.
He's in there, he's like, dude, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be the most famous comic
in the
world. I swear to God,
I never said that.
That's you said that?
No.
That's you said that?
When did I say
you
that?
You fucking said that?
I've heard him
when,
say
on
that.
My birthday?
You said that?
It was when me, you, Vecchione, and Nate got fucking destroyed.
Oh my God.
I never said that.
I chased the taxi down?
Oh my
God. I never said that. That's something
really
I would never
said that?
I never think that.
Real ass dude.
Real ass.
Oh,
real
ass. You know what I don't like about
real
Louis?
Real ass dude of the week.
And he's just fucking hiding behind a dumb.
You know what
head.
I don't like about Dan? His giant chin.
But you just admit you lied. You just laughed because you
didn't
know.
I didn't know.
Louis, poke the bear, Louis.
Hold on. Maybe
guys, turn your headphones up because you're screaming.
Because he's a
blowing the fucking mics out. So if you're going to scream, just turn your headphones up so you can hear how annoying you're being so it's not only me hearing it.
Louis, are you lying?
I'm not lying. I might be exaggerating.
You're slightly exaggerating.
Did he say that or not?
I don't know if he said the greatest comic of the world.
He said that.
The best. He would have said the best.
And no, what he just said was...
Do
you remember the conversation? What you just said... Point! LaRusso! What he just said was, he said that I said that I wanted to be the most famous comedian.
No, not the most famous. All right, stop for one second.
Stop. You stop and you stop. I'm going to go to you. I'm going to come back to you.
All right.
Just elaborate and listen.
Okay. Yeah.
Joe.
Oh, Joe. Best.
I want to know. All right. So what do you say he said? And try to be.
I'm going to try to remember exactly.
Remember exactly.
I'm a gamer too.
Okay. Of course. We know.
In the context. What's funny. The context was.
Drugs.
He almost gave me a diss in the conversation. He was like, dude, you're going to be like great, man. You're going to be like this MMA dude. But I'm going to be.
Let him finish.
This isn't even that's not exaggerating at all because it cut when he said it.
Okay.
So I'm not exaggerating slightly.
Can you show us the fucking risen scar that will never go away because you have that black Puerto Rican skin?
So he, and then he's like, but I'm going to be like, I don't know if he said the best.
Hang on. Let him talk. Let him talk.
I'm going to be like. Yes, you said the best, dude. You said the best.
I know exactly what I said.
What'd you
okay,
say?
Stop, what? Stop. No, wait a second. So that's what you're saying. He said he's going to be the best. You're going to be a good MMA
like
guy.
An MMA dude.
You're going to be like one of those side rivers.
Now you remember the conversation.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, now. Okay. Okay. Let's fucking humble soda.
We're at the Dublin House.
Yep.
On the Upper West Side. Shit faced.
Right near my house, by the way.
No, not even close to you.
All right, I was just checking. Just make sure you guys aren't blowing me off. If you're in my neighborhood, I want your call. That's all I want.
We were hammered, and yes. Louis and I mean, we were wrestling in the bar.
We had a wrestling match. We got kicked out.
Yeah, we got kicked out of the bar. It was crazy.
Oh, God. Okay. You know what you are? You know what you two are? You're the people I've kicked out of my shows. Go ahead.
Yeah, well.
Fucking wrestling assholes.
Lewis and I are at the bar, and he's talking. He's like, I'm just trying to get into these clubs. And I was doing, I was like, dude, you're going to be, we were talking about what our motivation is.
Look at
what
him,
we
he's
want.
Thinking about it. Now.
I'm not thinking about it. I know exactly what I said to you.
Hey,
I did
don't,
say,
let him
and I don't
talk.
Think that Kelly's cheerleading Lewis, because I could still flip on her in a second. Do you think that I really fucking forgave all that horse shit she pulled last week?
Listen.
See?
It ain't over. It ain't over. You want to get real? Let's get real.
Let's get real.
Let's get fucking real, man.
Real ass dude.
I want to get real.
Yeah, let's get real.
It's about to get real, brother.
What I told Lewis verbatim is
verbatim.
I said I want to become one of the greats. That's what I said. I said I hope to become one of the greats.
I'm going to be.
I've never said going to be.
Yeah, you did.
I've never said going to be.
Going and hope, though, are very similar. I don't think there's a shitty bit in saying, I hope to be one of the greats.
Now she's turning back for you because you just threatened her.
No, because I'm about to be a character witness.
You just hit her in the nose.
Bobby.
You went, Kelly, get over here. Stop fucking. Stand the fuck over.
No.
Heal.
I've heard him say something like that before, but I'm going to be, I was about to be a character.
If you do that fucking rounded posture, it makes me throw up your posture now.
No.
But what I said to Lewis was, and I never said I was going to be, I said I hope to become one of the greats one day. That's what I said to him.
Right. Want to
and
be?
That's what I used. That's what I used to say every time I was smashed, because I'd always be like, I did shit on you kind of by being like, you're gonna be an awesome MMA.
You're gonna be like an MMA dude. You might make a t-shirt.
Have you,
but
have you come around
off,
a little bit on him?
That's what Nate. Yeah. All right. I think Lewis is hilarious.
Well,
and Nate and
let's
I were
not get
talking,
carried away.
But Nate and I were always. Nate and I have always talked about the fact that we think Lewis has this untapped. Like, he could become huge in the world of MMA.
Pun intended.
I'm not huge. I'm 260.
He's already there physically.
Untapped. Pun intended?
Yeah.
Was it really?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you're just being phony all
can
day.
You not being phony.
Bomb bandana for Joe.
I'm going to fucking flip out.
Good, flip out. Why don't you be real?
Bill Bixley?
Why don't you be real for once?
I am being real.
Be real. Stop being, look at me.
All right, I'll be a real ass dude.
You want to be. Let me ask you a quick question right now. Do you want to be famous?
No.
You don't want to be famous.
I want to be able to sell out on the road.
Famous. Okay. Yeah.
You want to be famous?
Well, what does that mean? What kind of
answer
fame?
The question? Do you want to be famous?
No. Well, I want to be able to draw on the road.
I didn't ask you if you want to draw on the road. I want to know.
But what does that mean? Fame. To
do
me,
you want to be famous? Do you want people to know who you are?
Yes.
You want to be famous?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. That's I don't know what that show. Means. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with being famous, dude.
Be
yeah.
But
like
I don't.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
You're answering the question. This is your problem. This is your problem. You're answering the question like there's some. I'm not saying it like there's something wrong with being famous. You can.
But I'm not in. But I'm not doing that. See, to me, that sounds. When I say famous, that means there's people who do stand up just to be famous. I'm not. That's not why I'm.
Name
doing
names.
Aziz Ansari.
Oh my God, I was kidding.
Whoa.
I was kidding. What are you doing?
I'm being
why
real.
Would you do? I know, but I was kidding.
Man, you're never going to be famous.
Don't get that real. What's wrong with you, dude?
I'm being real.
I'm just going to
yeah, but he's the hottest
now.
Guy around. Jesus
but
Christ.
Some people do. Some people are doing stand up to be fucking famous.
Jesus, Dan, I'm fucking.
Did you just say fuck Aziz Ansari?
What
no,
the
I didn't
fuck?
Say that. That's Lewis.
So
fuck Aziz Ansari.
That's a bomb.
Yeah, wrap that around your fucking waist. Oh, it doesn't fit.
Oh my God.
We'll get six of them tied together.
Yeah. Wrap it around your forearm.
That's funny.
Like a magician's
really
hand.
Fucking scale.
It's kind, she's it's kind of a zing, but bandanas don't really fit around people's waists. That doesn't. Yeah. You're like this. Yeah, put it on your waist. Nah, it wouldn't even fit.
All right, now every zing that Joe has, let's dive deep into it.
Yeah, let's fucking just rip it apart.
What
fucking
do you mean? That's a
bazinga.
That's a good point. Kelly doesn't even appreciate me fucking defending her once ever. It is funny though. You go, that thing, that bandana wouldn't even fit around your waist.
Yeah.
What's a bandana designed for heads?
Because if the bandana could fit around your waist, you'd have a thin waist. That was the point.
Yeah, but sickishly fucking thin waist.
No, that's not sickishly.
What?
That's 30 inches.
That's not 30 inches.
That 24.
That's like 11 inches.
Yeah. Well, it's your waist.
Measure.
I better.
The longer this stays, we stay.
First of all, it fits around Kelly's waist. All
right, so there you go, fat. There you go. Take it back, you thin lip fucking Magoo.
I don't take it back that it's a bad.
Just shut up.
Zing.
It was.
It's still a
give,
bad zing.
Give him the bandana for
it's
just being a shitty person.
It actually fit around her waist.
Yeah. So it did.
What are you talking about? The zing was that thing wouldn't even fit around your waist.
You said bandanas don't fit around people's waist when it absolutely fucking does.
Let's get back to the original zing where you said that wouldn't fit around your waist.
Yeah.
Because it was
and
a fat
does,
joke.
It does.
Yeah, because it was a fat joke.
Yeah,
I didn't
so
say
she's
it was
not fat enough.
But it, did I
bad
say
zing.
It was the best fat
bad
joke
zing.
In the world?
Thank you, Joe.
Zing.
No, Joseph's doing the thing where he basically is like, if you can't talk, if I'm talking, because
I'll turn his fucking mic off and throw him out the window.
You sons of bitches fucking stepping on his bandana. He should have a bandana. I should have a bandana. Save him.
Why are you the sheriff of this podcast all of a sudden?
Zero.
Now all the bits, they have to work with Joe List's logic. Because if they don't work with his logic, it's not a good zing.
By the way, Dan.
That got zero. You're very defensive. You talked over it.
I am very defensive. You want to know why?
Because you suck inside. Because you know that you.
I'm actually a good person.
You really.
I know for a fact I'm a good person.
Oh, shut up.
Are you a better person or a better person? I'm a little angry now, and I'm tapping into my anger.
Good.
Alan calls it connecting with my emotions.
Alan's a fucking dickhead. I'll call him right now.
I called Joe List to see if we want to talk or come in together, and you never called me back today. So how's that?
Did call
me
today?
Oh. I did call you today.
Oh, what time did you call me?
I'll show you right here.
I like please. These Angry Dan, though. It's fun.
I bought my phone, too.
Hey. Public dance. Oh, hey, Lewis. How you doing?
I don't like that somebody... This is. I like when Dan gets like this.
I called Joe List at 2.08 p.m.
Can I see the evidence, please?
2.08
I don't believe it unless I see it. Let me see it. I'm getting eye surgery tomorrow.
Gary
what
Gullman,
makes you think I could see
Cellar
that?
Cellar of Ales. Hello. Mother. Mark Norman. Sarah Talamash. Tom. Phil
Dan's
Manley.
Mother.
Jason Canner. Matt Ruby. Nate Bargatze.
Dan's mother.
Ira Parker. My last Dan
shut
call.
Shut up, Joe.
My last Dan call is April 6th at 4.
You're stepping on everyone's jokes.
Oh, you're stepping on everybody's. Shut the fuck up. And let. Yeah, but he had a good one. And you bleh, bleh, bleh.
He interrupted me for it. I was talking.
Yeah, sorry, but you weren't joking.
Yeah, that's what you do. You fucking zing one in. While you're yapping, he zinged one in.
Well, I don't get shit for it.
Yeah, but you don't just
of a sentence.
Step over it.
I didn't step over it. I was talking.
Oh, fucking Joe.
What happened to the band, guys?
Dan's mother. Dan's mother.
Well, I called you.
All right, good. There you go.
What did I call you?
All right.
Well, he's got a BlackBerry, though. Who fucking uses that?
Did you leave a message?
Whoa, African-American Berry. Oh, boy. Let's loosen up that bandana.
I actually like that. You know why I liked it? Because he looked over with fucking these little fucking scared eyes.
Yeah, he's not a real ass dude. Because I knew how bad of a joke that was.
Yeah, it was a cheeky grin that made it for me.
All right, listen. Dan, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be famous, and you might very well be one of the next greats.
I just want to be really... I want to make a lot of money and be.
What
really
would you rather be, famous or respected as a
respected.
Comic? Well, can you wait till I finish? You just heard the word respect and you wanted to go down that route.
No, that's not. Why? It's not calculating. Everything I say is not calculating. I honestly believe that, Lewis. You're just trying to get in on anything.
AEIOU and sometimes why?
I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to be famous if that's what you want. Seriously, or respected. I don't think it's hard to be both. You know what I mean? I think that I think respect brings fame, but it.
That's what I'd rather have.
I think in a natural way, but you never know how far that might go. I think there's guys that are not as famous as other comedians or can't sell as many tickets that are more respected.
I would just rather be respected.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. I mean, just a question. I mean, being famous is not bad either.
Yeah, but.
It's not bad.
Respect is much better.
Look, man. All right, so you shun fame. You don't like fame.
I'd rather have respect.
No, that's not my question.
I shun it.
You don't like it.
I don't like it.
You don't like when people recognize you in public.
No.
Okay. Really?
Don't like it.
It doesn't make you feel good when somebody else is like, oh, I saw you at a comedy show. You're really funny.
A comedy show, yeah, but like with the guy
code.
What
else do they see you in?
The guy code or like the Yahoo web series.
It's so funny though. If I asked him this question a year ago when he had an apron on, he would be like, "Dude, I'd love it if somebody just knew me as instead of smelly fingers." You know what I mean? It's funny that in a year you've already somehow become, rejected the accolade, fame part of it.
Well, you know what it is? I see other people that are in the same position as me who embrace it, and it kind of makes me nauseous.
Like, what do you mean?
Like people who retweet compliments from Guy Code on Twitter.
What's wrong with that?
Andrew Schultz.
Well, yeah, he's one of them. But people that do. I mean, if you want real, I'm getting fucking real.
Why not? Why not?
Because I just think when you retweet compliments.
Don't worry, Joe's here not to be real. Go ahead.
There's something very arrogant about.
Why did I say it's unreal?
I was like a little DI. He's like, huh?
Why don't you break that down? I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding, Joe. Joe, first of all, I need to say this so he doesn't ask me later. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
And I'm not mad at you.
I never. That's the question.
I'm not mad at you.
I never questioned your love for me. I questioned whether or not you're mad at me.
I'm not mad.
It's a huge difference.
Go ahead.
But I was just saying, like, when I see people retweet compliments, it's just like, that's gross to me.
I retweet compliments all the time.
Yeah, but that's because you're a shallow dude.
No, do you know why people are retweeting a compliment? It's not for people to see the compliment. I'll tell you why. Because I've done it too, and it's when you retweet somebody as, because you don't understand your fame, you don't understand how much power you hold and how much people.
I can't get her killed. I know that.
Listen,
I've
you
tried.
Can't. You can't.
No, she can't kill.
You can't.
Lewis is just fucking MVP in the shit out of this.
Good job.
Oh no!
So you did. You brought on epilepsy.
Is that the kill lights?
That's the kill lights. But what I'm saying is that you don't understand how powerful and how good you can make somebody feel. I got tweets from people this weekend, dude. I really needed to laugh. You made my night. I haven't laughed in a long time. I needed to laugh. I get emails, tweets, and when you retweet that to the 20,000 people you have, or you know, whatever, how many people you have,
1,049.
Yeah, well, I was trying to talk to famous people at the table, but no, I'm just saying that you make that person feel, oh my god, you just retweeted me.
Yeah,
that makes me feel. Imagine if Jimmy Kimmel, if you like Jimmy, right?
Love him.
Imagine you wrote him, dude, great show last night, I'm so happy you're getting the Tonight Show, and he retweeted what you said and said thanks. Wouldn't that make you go, fucking wow, he knows who I am?
Yeah, but I respond.
Answer to the question. Wouldn't you go, wow, he knows who I am? That's he actually appreciated what I just wrote and retweeted it. That's awesome.
But doesn't a response to that tweet garnish the same kind of thing where it's like,
what do you mean?
Like, if someone,
I understand what you're saying, respond directly to them.
I respond directly
to
them.
But they don't, that doesn't go to everybody.
Okay.
So it just goes to them, because the only way a reply goes, that just goes to the people. Everybody on your, who follows you, has to follow them for them to see it. So why you retweet it with a quote is like, thanks, man. You're saying to all your fans, hey, man, look how, this guy's a really cool guy. This was really nice. I want to thank him publicly in front of all of you. I want to let all you other fans know. Look, man, and here's the thing, too. I read this shit on Twitter. If you do this, and you're a fucking pussy. If you do that, you're not a man. If it's like, go fuck yourself. The way you tweet is the way you, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you just reply to people or retweet what they do, retweet with a, who gives a fuck?
Well, I guess maybe that was a different way I was looking at it, because I just looked at every time I saw a compliment, like I'm talking about just straight compliments.
What do you see, like 2 or 3 a month? How many compliments you get?
Yeah, like, well, you know, there's like people who are, like people that
I'm kidding. It was a joke. Well, God.
I am a big
fan. You back down easily, by the way.
No, because I'm trying to think about, I think before I speak, Lewis.
Oh.
That's what adults do.
I don't know what that is.
Actually, whites.
Whites do. Sorry, guys.
White is right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. But I, like, the retweeting of compliments to me just seemed arrogant. That's why I never did it. So I just respond to those people.
I don't think it's arrogant. I mean, I think it's arrogant if that's all you do. If that's all you fucking do is retweet what people say about you, fine. I mean, you got to throw some jokes in, some photos, some videos. I mean, that's what I think. I don't really give a fuck what you do, but if you just do that, hey, look at what people think of me. But I retweet if somebody says, dude, unbelievable show last night. You made me so happy. I'll retweet. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. I'll retweet it to everybody.
But that's fine. That's something that I get, because you're responding to the tweet the retweet.
Not only are you letting that person know that you acknowledge that fan in front of everybody, not just this hidden, hey, thank you. You said, fuck it, in front of all my fans, thank you to you. You're cool. And then you let other people know that, you know, I mean, in my eyes, that you appreciate them tweeting you or following you or going to your show.
Yeah.
Or you appreciate them too. I mean, that's at least what I think of it. You know, when I see like certain comics who say, hey, I had a fucking insane show last night. Thank you so much for coming out. That's, you guys are amazing, amazing crowds. And then I see other comics going, if you tweet that you had amazing shows and amazing, you're a fucking asshole. No, you're not. You're actually, the fact that this many people came out on Saturday night on the second show, I had to sell out my show, right? I have to thank you guys.
That's a little different, though. When comics in New York, in the city, you guys are doing showcases, 2-3 shows a night, and then they go, oh, dude, amazing crowd last night. That really annoys the shit out of me when people write, oh, but amazing show last night. It's like, oh, it's just another showcase. I get it if it's a good crowd. Well, all you're doing is you're trying to send a message to everybody else.
One second. You want to make out, Linda?
With me?
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, I thought you just said yes.
No, not you. You fucking... Look, you're just trying to step on my head to get above me, even with pussy.
To get to those beautiful lips? Absolutely.
My lips or her lips?
Both. Triple kiss!
I just love her afro, man. I love afros.
I love everything about
her. I love black women's natural fucking hair.
I thought you were
going to
say
sexiest.
Nappy, but you said natural.
No, natural hair is the sexiest thing in the world. An afro is fucking so sexy to me.
I could talk about Linda all podcast.
I do. Mm. I like it. I like afros. I'm not even, you're doing horse shit.
No,
I'm actually real about it.
Trying to put out a sexy vibe to
Linda. No, you're not. You're fucking, I'm really talking about her
being
afro.
Being real today. This whole podcast, I'm being honest.
Real ass podcast.
Real ass podcast. But Lewis was right, like, when people are like, oh, that crowd. Or, like, you see people on Twitter that are like, killed that crowd. Like, that's disgusting. And also,
especially when they're named Truck Hudson.
I'm not good.
They've never killed the crowd.
I'm not good with compliments. Ever. Ever.
Really?
I'm
you have
awful
pretty
with
eyes.
Compliments. I don't
Why?
Like it.
Why is that?
You have pretty eyes. Look at me. Look at me.
Because I'm mentally abused as a child.
Look at me. Look at me. You have pretty eyes.
Thank you, Bobby.
Seems pretty good to me.
Don't feel comfortable.
Yeah? Show me your dick.
Let me pump it up.
Look, man, I understand what you're saying, but I think retweeting your fans and letting them know to everybody else that you appreciate what they appreciate is you. We forget how much that we affect people. We really do. You know, I signed somebody's some dude's CD, and he was like, "Dude, thank you so much. This is like." I was like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
CD?
What, you know what I mean? What the fuck are you talking
it's
about?
An ABBA CD.
We got it, man. Really? You just fucking punched up your own joke in a worse way?
He's gassing out in the third
laughed.
Round.
I laughed. I encouraged him. It's my fault.
He's fucking ABBA.
You also said like a yeah, Brit.
ABBA.
ABBA.
It's ABBA.
Oh, my God. I love ABBA.
Oh, God. Do we have two?
Look, man, I don't know. You know, this all started with, first of all, you and you, you know, I'm, you know, the reason why I yell at you is because I've talked to you. I've had pep talks with you. Mm-hmm. And
you just said you, the podcast listeners don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Well, they know there's five people in the room and I'm one of them. So they'll deduct or deduce who the fuck I'm talking to.
Deduct.
All right. I've had pep talks with everybody in the room except for Joe.
Joe's a solid pro.
No, I've talked to Joe a little bit, but he's doing really good right now. He's in a fucking great zone with his life.
By the time we got to be close, I was really kind of killing it.
Yeah.
At life.
Yeah, I mean, Joe inspires me, to be honest with you.
Me too.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Not everybody, just me and Dan. Not everybody said that.
I started meditating because of Joe.
I'm more of a Quinn man. Someday I'll have a problem and I'll go to you, I guess. If it's
no,
about,
I look, I here's know. Here's the deal. I wouldn't with Lewis. The reason why you aggravate me is because you're just like me. Me and you are the same guy. We have the same temperament. You know, we like the same shit.
Same body type, almost.
And you
same bald head.
And you fucking aggravate me because you don't listen. You just go on and on, and it's like shut your fucking mouth.
Who's got a bigger dick?
Him.
I don't know. I don't have a very big dick.
You.
How big is your dick?
Now?
It's
a great word to describe your dick size.
I'm not even fucking stepping into this arena.
I've
it's
got
just
like
awful.
No hang.
No,
it's
Lewis,
just all...
you've said before you had a small dick.
Not a small dick, but it's not very good.
Yeah, I don't have a great dick.
Do I have the biggest dick in the room?
Yeah.
Thick.
I don't know.
He's got a thick piece.
It's covered with,
I think, overall size.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a God and he's just, he would have gave you a big dick because he gave all of us looks.
Not necessarily good looks, but looks. Yeah,
sure.
Like your look is Jabba the Hutt. Lewis is Jabba the Hutt. Too much?
No, keep going, dummy.
Well,
why would you stop on Lewis?
I didn't have anything to do with Lewis, so I just pretended to be upset,
confused. Yeah. Dan's got a big dick, though. I was next to Dan in the bathroom, and I looked right at it.
All right, I don't want to get into fucking dicks again. We get into fucking queer shit every time you're
but
on.
Let
Lewis
finish a sentence. It's rude to you interrupt it. Continue, Lewis.
It's a pretty nice size. Fucking pecker.
I should see it when it's all flamed up.
So here's the deal. I won't fucking.
Blood,
not I'm not. Disease. I won't. I won't yell at you again, Lewis.
No. I do like you yelling at me because you.
What?
Because you motivated me, Bob.
What the fuck? What the fuck? How do you do what he just did?
Well, I didn't.
He's Lewis.
What does that mean?
Lewis,
how do you fucking bitch about something?
I didn't bitch
about
it.
And then the person, yeah, you just yell at me.
That's not what happened, dude. You said I called you up on your birthday, and then I had an hour and a half conversation with you, and then I said. That's not true. I actually called you 3 days after my birthday, and you yelled at me. Yeah. That's all I said.
I don't like you talking to Lewis and Dan on my birthday. I think that day is should be set aside for me.
Joe's all right.
I called you. You didn't pick up your phone.
Well, I was,
and then
I
you
was
text
busy.
Me. You text me shit. You never call me personally and say anything.
I call you.
You
quite
apparently
a bit.
Call fucking Colin Quinn and talk to him for hours.
I called you a few weeks
fucking,
ago.
You know we're talking about a climber.
And he doesn't even pick up my phone calls.
This cocksucker's a climber.
Your phone didn't come.
This guy's a climber in sobriety. He just. He wants to work the best club and have the best fucking friends in sobriety.
Trying to put together a dirty dozen
We're
of friends.
Friends with Colin for 10 years.
No, you haven't.
Known you for 6 months.
Talked to Colin today. He fucking. I went Joe. He went who? I went List. He goes what? I go List Joe what? List.
Shopping
I
list?
Have to put your name together for him to get it.
is that true?
No. No, Joe, it's not. Oh, everything I say about you is not true.
Just on a serious note, though, I do want to say, is there any way we could get it a little warmer in the studio here?
Well, I tried to open the windows. Can
Actually,
we open
Kelly
the middle?
Did, but,
can we open the middle window? And can we? Fuck it, turn the AC on. Fuck it, let's go.
It's 1,000.
Don't break the knob.
Yeah, it's gonna get hotter as the summer happens.
What?
Does that happen?
We got Al Roker over there.
You know what? Why don't we turn these lights off? Turn the light off over here.
Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about these things.
Turn all these lights off. Let's turn.
Bobby's like
off.
A whiter version of Al Roker, a blacker
turn
version.
Turn that off.
I fucked up my own joke. Damn it.
Turn off the other one too. The other, yeah. There we go. What do you think about that? And Linda, can you please? You're gonna let your hair on fire. Sit next. Oh Jesus!
Oh,
Christ.
That happened at the mic. Were you there?
No.
At the Creek mic, a girl's hair caught on fire in the middle of the mic.
Just
it was really
it
amazing.
How?
Because the candles. I don't want to say the name.
You can leave it on, but just don't. I don't want you to get burnt. Kelly, turn this fan on right here. Sorry. Let's.
I can watch.
Turn that fan on right there. You got That's it. Amazing. All right, and turn that fan on. Plug that fan on and throw it at Joe's face.
He's saying to turn your friends on. You call them fans. Whip that big dick and turn us on.
Well,
Bobby, some girl's hair caught on fire in the middle of an open mic the other night.
Where?
At the Creek in the Cave.
How?
There was candles everywhere. And she was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, this kid Bryson Turner had to come up and just start whacking her in the back of the head. And we had to open all the windows. The whole place stunk. It was really amazing.
Oh my God!
What was it? Which comic?
I don't know. Well, I guess I'll say her name. Erin Lynn O'Connor. I don't know. I'm like acting like she'll be embarrassed, but. I'm saying her name in front of 20,000 people. It wasn't that embarrassing. I mean, it was fun.
I mean, now she's bald, but...
Yeah. Well, she had cancer as well.
Oh,
so.
Jesus.
She has cancer,
feels like
dude?
It's a little much.
Is it too much now?
What's that?
Is it too much?
It's great.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
He turns 31 and just
this
everything.
This is the only fan I have.
I mean, can't we just in this room right now...
Kiss?
Yay!
Can we just be
funny?
Know that we love each other and that we're friends.
Yeah.
And that Lewis, even though you might not make it in the business, you're going to make it somewhere.
In
along
MMA, the, apparently.
Somewhere. Right. Well, not really even in that.
I love more than half of you so much.
He's talking about me.
I love that you snapped on Kelly again. You still haven't. You talk. You guys.
I didn't step on Kelly.
No, you snapped. You're like, dude. I haven't forgiven her.
He needs time.
Wow, dude.
What I like is the period.
You know
of
what
time.
It is?
I'm not going to force it. He needs time. It's
have
fine.
You been to Alan since you that last podcast?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Well, you know, you just sometimes. Well, she seems to be a little annoying.
He sided with me, which was the best. Second off, the reason I'm still kind of fired up is because there's been a couple internet comments today.
Really?
That
oh, really?
On Twitter that were
like what? Let me read them.
You're a shitty,
are they on the?
Just one guy.
Oh, to you.
Oh, yeah. It's just one really? Guy. Oh, Jesus
just
Christ!
One guy. But I was having my coffee, trying to be zen-like, and this fucking. You know what?
Really?
He said some shit.
What'd he say?
Wait, you know what?
He's
what?
Like, oh, really, I got it. Here we go.
You really yeah. suck as a friend.
I retweeted it.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
with
no
listening to YKWD and Soda acting like a dick to Kelly is another reason to stop following him. Follow Nate Bargatze.
I didn't see. That's not the one I'm talking about.
Monster Voice should be named Monster Dick. Follow Nate Bargatze. He is a true friend.
You know what's funny is I talked to Nate. We were laughing about it.
That's
no, that
funny.
Wasn't it.
Oh shit, I have the Nate Bargatze fucking thing I have to put in there today. Do you guys right,
yes.
I have another guest spot by Nate
by
Bargatze.
Nate, again?
Nate's doing Conan tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, they're not going to know that it was last week.
Well,
cuz we
Conan,
did this.
Nate did Conan last
Nate
week.
Nate bombed on Conan last week.
Hey.
Nate, no, he's not going to bomb. I actually watched Nate's very funny.
Nate's
speaking of Nate, you guys want to what's
guy,
up?
The guy actually responded very nicely.
What did he say?
He wrote his name's Charlie from NYC. And he wrote, How do I do? Fine. No, really, fine. Really? Yes, fine. Are you sure? Yes. Okay. Are you positive? We'll talk later. You suck as a friend, at Dan Soder. And I wrote, not really. Just when I'm annoyed at something that's happened 20 times before. And then he wrote, nah, you got a life. And sometimes it's just too tiring to be the propping up guy. So I forgive him.
The propping up guy. What is that?
Like propping her up.
You're propping her up? Wow. Yeah. So by you feeling better, you get to make Kelly feel like shit. That's that makes you feel better.
Wait, what did happen?
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
No, they're going to do it again.
Just no, give me a
Kelly
quick synopsis.
Just, Kelly looked at me and her left eye wiggled with a tear.
Oh. My eyebrows went to the top
what
of my head.
What the fuck,
I never thought I never thought I went
no,
to
stop right there.
With as much as advice as he claims to be. I never realized.
All right, look, I'm not going to get in. Look, yeah. Here's the deal. Yeah, go ahead.
Wiggled with a tear has to be the name of this.
I thought it was Real Ass Podcast.
No. That's going to be the name of my podcast once I quit hammer fisting.
Fucking.
Oh, you should add an E, so it's rape. Real Ass Podcast Entertainment. Rape. That's it. I'm out of here.
No, don't leave, dude. We need you.
Alan really sided with you?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You go to Beverly, though.
Yeah, but Alan, Beverly sided with me, so.
You're paying them. They're going to side with whoever you're fucking paying.
Oh, God, well, I hope they talk about us over dinner.
LG, can I get a real ass water?
Yeah, yeah. Boom.
This one here. Oh, I thought that was yours. Never mind. I'm good. Thank
Listen,
you.
All right, I want to go to Nate Bargatze. We have Nate doing a guest spot yet again. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
As a hosting Flat Tire.
I am not. I let me tell you something. I hold this ship together.
You do.
You're tremendous. Absolutely.
You young fucking douchebags with egos and inferiority complexes, and I keep
what complexes?
Rewind it if you want to hear it. Other than that,
inferiority.
I just wanted to see if Joe had anything.
Oh, just the idea that any of us have egos. I think the inferiority complex is running wild.
I think there's, I think there's fucking egos.
No.
In this
we
room.
Have egos.
Dan
lots
has an ego.
I don't have an ego.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. I've seen it.
Are you
seen
saying
it.
Yeah, I do until I agree.
No, you have an ego. I have an ego. Lewis has it. We all have egos. Even he has an ego. You have egos. We wouldn't be able to do what we do. Hmm? We wouldn't get on stage in front of all these people anywhere, anytime, if you didn't have an ego. If you didn't have some type of ego mixed with confidence and self-esteem. You definitely have a fucking ego about you. If you can't admit that, I'm not saying you're all ego. You're all fucking I'm the shit. I'm saying that, we have confidence, but you have a fucking bit of an ego. You know, you have it with certain people. You don't have it with me, but I see it with other people beneath you. Kelly. I see it. Mm-hmm. I have it. You know what I mean? I think we all have it. You know, some people have it more than others. Some of my best friends have the fucking biggest egos in the world. But you accept them. I accept them because of who they are.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do? This fucking, what do we do? We're not sitting in a cube all day. We're not making taffy.
What you gonna do about it? Girl, what you gonna do? New Kids on the Block reference. That's not a bandana. She's snorting laughing over here. And Linda just peed her pants laughing.
Sure. Oh, wait. You're talking about Linda. Time out. You're going to turn Bob on. She's peeing.
Yeah, please don't take that off your mic ever.
I think this is the most unfair bandana toss.
I thought that was really good.
I'm taking
that
back. Thank you. I'm giving it to that pee reference that Lewis threw out there. That horse shit.
Joe's level of commitment was
and Kelly, we're cool. We're cool.
I didn't believe you.
No, we are. No, our text was good.
See that? No, you're not. You're not. Just say you're not. You're not. You're still mad at her.
But that's all right.
You're still mad, Dan. You listen.
It's not mad about what happened. I'm mad about fundamentals.
Here's the thing. This is the deal. You want everything to be okay. Not just you. Everybody wants everything to be okay. You want to be able just to coexist and not have negative vibes in the air. But you fucking have resentment against this fucking twat for throwing you under the bus last week and on the show, and you had to defend yourself or look like an asshole. And now, you have a little fucking resentment. So what? Who gives a fuck?
Let him feel
you
it.
You have resentment towards me. I have resentment towards him. You're always going to have something with somebody even the close people, even the people you love the most, you're always gonna,
you have a good point.
You're always gonna have something that you,
because
well,
like
he fucking aggravated me with the Quinn thing. Quinn's my guy. Fuck him.
Yeah, but I'm not,
you know what I mean? But it's not, I love Joe. I'm not gonna take it around me all fucking day. It hits me a little bit. Stupid him last week when I was yelling at him on the phone when he wouldn't listen. He just wanted to solve his own problems that, you know, continuously fucking doesn't solve. And I'm taking time out of my Saturday to talk to this fucking immigrant and he won't listen.
Unfortunately, he was born here.
How does that offend you?
I've
known you for a year. I've known him for like 9 years.
Doesn't matter, Joe.
6 months and 10 years before.
What has he done for you? What have I done for you?
You've both done a lot.
I'm kidding.
Both done a lot.
I don't even know what he's done. I'm kidding.
That was a political answer.
That was.
I know a corporate answer when I hear it.
He went like this.
That was a I don't want to hurt Bobby answer. So I'll say you both did a lot. It was considered.
Well, now I'm Hirsch.
And it was sweet.
Now I. How's that?
You don't know how the politics game goes,
damn,
baby.
I thought it was a very sweet
you
answer.
You got to hold on to that.
I thought it was a thoughtful and sweet answer.
All right, we're going to switch gears. We're out of this
to
gear.
Comedy.
We're out of this gear. All right, the fucking fighting and the feuding. Can we just say that? Look, we all are cool.
Nobody likes Kelly. All right, let's just move forward.
All right. Go to tweakedaudio.com right the fuck now, right, Dan?
Yeah.
And get what?
Get some headphones.
Right on. 33% off right now. Use the code word D-U-D-E, dude, at tweakedaudio.com. You get any pair of headphones shipped free, which is fucking amazing. I ordered mine this weekend. I ordered three more pairs because I lose them all. Traveling, I leave them in fucking hotels and on planes and shit. And I love them. I love the green ones. The green ones with the mic, they look like the iPhone headphones, but for some reason they're better. They're actually, they fit in your ear better. Ear. You have the wood ones, right? I gave you the wood ones.
Yeah. Are they actually wood?
No, they're like
Dutch headphones.
Yeah, they're like a weird color.
Yeah, how are they?
No, they are. Hold on, Kelly. That's horrible. They actually are made of wood.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, they're made of wood. Kelly.
They're great.
All right, good. Are they good?
Yeah, they're good. They fit in my ear very nicely.
They're fucking great. So, and they're very inexpensive headphones, but they're well made, and with 33% off, they're even more fucking cheaper. Fucking kid.
Get cheaper,
kid. So go to tweakedaudio.com, 33% off. We get some of that money. So buy as many as you can because it's very cheap.
Spend, it's a great gift.
Spend $40 kid, at the fucking tweakedaudio.com. And Steve Sweeney will fucking show up at your house and do fucking 8 minutes of material. Maybe even Vinny Favorino will come in and go, "That's my fucking sandwich, kid, you cocksucker." And go to Amazon.com.
Oh.
So,
hello.
Amazon.com on our website on riotcast.com. Use that link.
And we're back.
And gamefly.com/YKWD and join up for 2 week freeze. You get it. Here's what you really do. You want to really promote this show? You enjoy the show? You enjoy this free, amazing, holy shit show every week? Do this.
Shit show at the end.
Tell a friend. Get people into it. We need an army, Dan. Joe?
Yeah. That's Lewis. I'm Joe.
No, I was going to say Lewis, but then I was like, eh.
Lewis would lead him into a fucking jungle and drink purple Kool-Aid.
Hammerfisting.com. If you guys
now, that's why that. That's why I stopped, because he's all about it. He's not a YKWD.
What are you talking about? Friend.
You're not. I was just going to clue you, but you're always going to bring up your stupid podcast.
You're a crossover character.
Bro.
Yeah, you're a crossover. You're like when fucking something happened with another show. And then
like when Larry Applewhite would be on an episode of Family Matters.
Thank you.
Or when Loretta, the mother from Family Matters, would be on an episode of Perfect Strangers.
Or when Kramer was on Murphy Brown.
I remember that.
So here you go. What was I saying?
You're going to do Nate Brogan.
Oh, tell
no,
a friend.
Before that.
Tell a friend. Yes. Friends.
Yeah, tell
everybody,
a fucking friend. Thank you.
Listen,
you know, could you guys fucking
friends.
Help me out? You know, here's the problem with this fucking show.
Yeah.
As I get to these ads and I get to the fucking meet where the work of the show, you guys come in, you sit the fuck down. She gets her fucking fake iPad and pretends she's doing shit the whole dip with your finger. I know you're not doing shit.
But it's
okay?
Your show.
And you sit, but it's our show, Joe.
Is it right?
Yeah, when we're on it. You know what? It's our show.
It feels so good.
So here's the fucking deal. Yeah. Maybe you could help me out a little bit. I've been up for fucking
2 days. I didn't sleep. I come in to do this fucking show, have all you guys on. We're having fun, and I'm getting eye surgery tomorrow, and I fucking flake out a little bit, and you can pick up the fucking the slack a little bit. When you see Dad falling asleep at the wheel, maybe you tap me, huh?
First of all, I really stepped in there with the tell a friend thing. I was going to rant about it, and then you cut me off. I just appreciate you being part of my show, our show.
Whoa.
And that makes me, it's really sweet that it's just, you know, it's our show, and
Joe
Lewis and Kelly
what,
are great
Dad?
Guests. And all right, take it easy. But tell us from friends, would you?
I was just waiting to see how long Joe was going to go with that.
Tell some friends and tell them to download. I don't even know how you listen to the show. Download it,
He's
upload
never
it.
To an episode.
I've never listened to an episode. I've never listened to any podcast, but just get the thing.
You know
who's
a real friend of the show? Nate Bargatze. Let's go to a guest spot.
He hates it.
Nate Bargatze.
He's bitter that all of us are on it.
And now a guest spot on the YKWD podcast by Nate Bargatze.
What's up, dude? It's Nate Bargatze coming to you live. Is this live? It's probably not live. This is only my 2 minute portion that I'm allowed on a 900 minute long podcast. It's great to be on it though, Bobby. I love every second of it. It's really, really good. I'm jumping up Twitter followers, I don't know, tens at a time. So I'll catch, I'm going to catch Dan Soder in 2040 when I'm dead and my daughter's just running my Twitter account. So that will be exciting. Hope everybody watched Conan. Not for me, just so you got to see Luis Gomez make his television debut in a story. This is the first time his television credit does not have a .com in it. So he really blew up, and he's moving out here. I know you don't want him to move to L.A., but he's got to move. Everybody's moving out here, Bobby. You know who else is probably going to move out here? Here, I'll let you talk to him.
What's up, Bobby Kelly? It's Giannis Pappas here. Yeah, I represent the New York portion of your show that's needed because we're the city that matters. You need to move out here because what I've discovered is L.A. is a beautiful place. And, Bobby, you need to be here. You need to be in L.A. First of all, for your career, okay? Get that 50,000 number up, like double it immediately. You'll be taking meetings like crazy. But more importantly, all they have is salad here. Everywhere you look, salad. This is all salad. Everyone eats healthy here. It would be like rehab for you. If you were in L.A., it would be like rehab. First couple of days would be tough. You'd have the shakes and stuff, but we'd chain you to a bed, feed you lettuce. The next thing you know, there's nowhere for you to find a donut out here. This will be your personal rehab. Come to L.A. I'm out.
Peace out. You know what, dude?
What's happening, YKWD fans? Dude, come see me live. Here's my dates for this month. So if you're in the area and you don't come and see me, you're an asshole. And so isn't your girlfriend. So here are the dates for this month where you can come see me live at a comedy club near you. April 17th, I am at the Empire City Casino in Yonkers, New York. April 17th. So let's hope I don't get stabbed. Come out to that if you live in Yonkers. Get Sam down to that show. April 18th, 19th, 20th, I'm going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, at Stand Up Scottsdale. Never played the club, haven't been to Arizona in probably 8 years. So I can't wait to get out there to AZ. Is that what you guys call it? AZ. For the rest of my dates, go to robertkellylive.com, hit the tour button, get my app on iTunes. It's free, and you can get all my tour dates when I'm coming in. The app is cool, too. If you have an iPhone, you just turn the app on, and if I'm within 100 miles of you, it will automatically tell you and give you an option to buy tickets, fucker. So make sure you check me out. Go to my website and find out when I'm coming to your area. Get all your friends and family members and get some people you don't like and head on over to my fucking show. Thank you for being my friend. And we're back.
That was a great guest spot.
Thank you.
Good job, Nate.
Oh, so funny. So talented.
Shut up.
He made fun of me southern. Again.
I don't even get what just happened. Oh, you're going to plug it in late. Job, Nate.
All right, good.
Oh, God. So I love Vanderbilt.
I was, I was at this gig this weekend, House of Comedy, in the Mall of America. Holy shit. Are you cooled off? Can we turn this shit off now for a little bit? Because the noise is just killing me. Can we turn all these fans off?
You can do whatever you want. It's our show.
Technically, it's my show. But, I mean, when you're on it, it's your show, too. You can do you shut it off, Dan?
Shut off the AC? Got it.
No, shut off the fan.
Okay.
That's going to hold. A little stressful. You and your fucking chimp fingers.
Hey. Oh,
bro. Can we get a new one of those? Kelly, you're going to have to go to the fucking... Did you shut it off?
Kelly's going to have to learn how to rebuild an air conditioner.
You really are just a fucking ape, dude.
Kelly, can you mold a plastic air conditioner knob?
Kelly, we're going to take some donations from the fans to send you to air conditioning school.
She's like, Bobby, I learned how to put in Freon. And I learned that actually I can join a union here and get benefits.
I can have insurance. I'm leaving a podcast.
I'm still laughing at Jim Fingers.
Listen, man. Listen, dude.
Ooh, boy.
Listen.
Boy, Nate really busted this thing open.
Good job, Nate. What a guest spot.
Ooh. I can't believe
Chimp Fingers and Kelly in overalls at a school is the funniest thing I've ever.
Why the fuck? How did you do that?
Dude, it was already broken. Yeah, he's a real ass dude.
It was not broken. You broke it.
What? Listen to me. If I had broke it, I would fucking say I broke it.
You broke it. It's fucking broken.
No, it was already broken, dude.
It was not broken. All, yeah. It was working fine.
You know what,
fine.
Dude? It was already broken.
And when I didn't I have it on when we before anybody
you
came
did,
up?
You did, and it seemed fine.
It was fine, dumb. You, it's because you don't know how to fucking, you don't know how to do things gentle. You don't. You just, everything, break.
Yeah, but that's why you'd be smashing that pussy, right, Lewis? Yeah.
Are you wearing?
Don't know how to touch.
Lewis.
All he does is bang and make babies.
Lewis, are you wearing Spanx?
No.
Let me see. Are you wearing Spanx?
Lewis is wearing Spanx.
Lewis is wearing Spanx.
Oh, God, no. He should, though.
Lewis is wearing Spanx.
Oh, my God. I just touched something that felt soft.
Those jeans are too small for you.
Kelly, I did laundry.
They're too small.
Let me see those jeans.
Muffin Top Gomez.
Let me see the jeans. Let me see the pick the shirt up.
Maybe you do have a small dick. I don't even see a bump.
One fatty to another. You've got to learn how to dress for your body. They're too small.
Listen to me. Pull the I need to see the shirt up.
I'm not pulling my shirt up.
Please pull the shirt up.
No.
Are you a man? Are you a real ass dude? Be a real ass dude.
No.
Let me see it. Be a real ass. Stop banging on the floor. Let me see.
Yeah, get that.
Let me see.
What is that?
First of all, where did you... Dude, I don't know what you are. Are you a... You have fucking four different fats.
I imagine.
Hold on, she's taking video of this.
I imagine Lewis in his bedroom on a fainting chair, and Beatrice has it pliers, and he's like, I gotta get in these jeans. I gotta get in these jeans.
No, she sewed them up the one side of the leg.
Like Sandy from
Grace. Wow, man. Wowie, wee. We're fat. We're just a fat cast.
No, but I'm telling you, Bob, I've lost like 10 pounds in the past couple weeks.
Look, don't talk to me. I know. Don't
what we do on
don't try to fat trick me. I know. You're still as
he's
fat.
He's trying to do a sleight of hand.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I have a personal training session right after this.
Good. Right now, I'm doing a personal training session right now.
What is the personal training? What is he going to do? Really?
Yeah.
Look, man, I haven't had a. It's been a week. It's been a month and a week now. I haven't had a sugar or a carb.
Great.
So I lost. 16
hunks of cheese every morning.
Well, no, I'm using that NutriBullet, which is awesome.
It's the best.
It's great on the road,
it's my
too.
My favorite thing in the world.
Isn't it great?
Oh.
I love it.
What's your favorite drink, Joe?
What do you mean?
Exactly what I said. What's your favorite NutriBullet?
How could you
Pepsi.
Have taken it any other way?
No, what's your favorite NutriBullet
you
drink?
Pepsi and the
I don't know. I just been making. I don't, like, I don't
what
have
do
names
you make?
All
right, what do you make?
Oh,
what
I'm
do you
put? Right,
let me slow down for you, fucking squinty.
Well, I heard what you said. I didn't understand.
Well, go ahead. What's your favorite drink?
Spinach,
that you make? Spinach.
Blueberries. Black grapes.
Black
raspberries.
Whoa, African American grapes.
Jesus, man.
fuck off. I think it's great.
Go ahead, black grapes.
Yeah, black grapes. I do some strawberries.
Strawberries.
I just got some chia seeds, which are great.
I know. I told you about
they
those.
They fill you up.
I told you that. You know what happens to the chia seeds
too.
When you add
expand.
They expand when you hit the water, and it gets a slime on them. If you take a spoonful of chia seeds, put it like a little bowl, pour water on them. In around 10 minutes, it will be like slime all over them. They expand.
Sounds delicious.
It's actually really good for your colon because it helps you shit better. Yeah. It helps everything smooth.
We sell them
right
at my
out.
Work, and they're like a chia seed pudding.
It's crazy expensive, though.
But chia seeds.
Yeah, like $13 a bag. I got some walnuts.
Yeah.
What else do I put in? Oh, banana, of course. Apple.
Don't use too many bananas.
I put one banana.
A lot of sugar. A lot of carbs.
Really? I put banana in there. Yeah. And I put flat ground flaxseed.
Crazy. You should oranges and bananas.
I don't do oranges, but I did two bananas.
Yeah, two bananas a day is a lot,
but
dude.
Bananas also add to mucus in your throat.
Yeah, really? Don't do a lot of bananas. You do one banana a day, I guess, or try to skip a day.
I've been doing spinach, cucumbers, carrots.
I didn't ask you yet. Joe, so
turn
go ahead.
My mic on.
No, Dan. Lewis, I'm sorry, buddy.
Lewis, do you want to talk off mic?
No, dude. What do you got? What do you got, Dan?
No, I already said.
Oh, stop, Don.
I got spinach, carrots, cucumbers, bananas, raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, and an apple.
It's great.
It's unbelievable.
My favorite one that I've done so far that literally makes me feel like I could feel it going into my blood is kale, spinach, cucumber.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. Grapes.
Look out.
Pear.
What?
Fucking pear, dude.
Pears?
Flax seeds.
Got to.
And some chia seeds.
Joe, what do you think of that recipe?
I like it.
It will hydrate you. Like, your mouth would just be like, like wet.
Just sucking a dick. Right, as suck a dick.
I mean, if you're going to suck a dick, that you have this drink first.
You know how funny it'd be if I had a girl over? I'm like, just drink that and we should be ready to go.
So wait, is this like just a juicer you guys are talking about?
It's not a juicer.
It's better than a juicer. Bobby, tell them what the Nutribullet does.
For just three easy payments of $39.99.
I mean, if you don't buy one of these things, you've got to be insane. Bobby, explain the process of what the Nutribullet can do for Lewis.
It's not a juicer. It's not a blender. It's a Nutriblast.
You're legitimately blasting nutrients into your body.
I have a food processor at home and I have a juicer at home. Nope. Why is this better?
Because that's the old technology. We live in a
world. You guys have no idea what this thing does, do you?
No, this is what it does. You ready? With the juicer, the cleanup and the pulp and all that shit that goes in the back is fucking annoying. I've had a juicer. You do it for like maybe 2 days and you're like, I'm done. I'm not cleaning this fucking every day.
I agree.
Annoying.
That actually happened.
This, there is no cleanup. It all gets pulverized with the 600 fucking horsepower engine in this thing, and you can just throw shit in, throw it all in, and it gets pulverized, and you can actually pour it if you use enough water. If you don't use enough water, there's a lot of pulp, but if you use enough water, like the directions say, you can pour it through a filter and there's nothing. There's no pulp. You're drinking all of it. Now, it's all going in you.
Joe, how easy is that cleanup?
Unbelievable. I don't really clean anything, so I just rinse it right off and it's done.
Well, you should probably clean it because that doesn't sound too healthy. But again, it's easy.
I tell you,
all sorts of bacteria growing in that thing.
Joe's like, I fucking got some weird jungle disease that only gets
my teeth hurt. Every time I take a juice, my teeth.
When peaches ripen too much, they call it Georgia fever.
I grow hair on my eyelids last week because I had too much flax seeds.
Joe's skin is all yellow. He's dying.
He's got jaundice. Apparently, I got peach poisoning.
Yeah, dude. When you're done, you just rinse it out. That's it. And it's great for late at night because when you go home late at night and you're starving, instead of ordering from the deli, you're spending, you know, $20-$40 on fucking food. You just get your shit out of you. You have it all in there already. Take it out. Cut it up. Ice. I use ice. You got to use ice.
Are you getting the fiber? Because that's the problem with juicing is that
What?
when you juice, all of that shit that goes in the bucket,
yeah,
you're losing all of that fiber. There's a lot of nutrients
but
that you're not
losing. But you drink that with the NutriBullet. Yeah. Bobby,
so
I don't think we can be as clear as we're being
that's
right
the
now.
Thing.
What do you mean you're losing? What are you losing?
Because when you juice, it shoots all of like the extra shit like yeah. that's not the juice
pulp.
Into the bucket.
It's called pulp.
It's pulp.
Oh, yeah.
So you're actually getting that. You're not wasting anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This
yeah, it's best. Like most of your act is pulp.
I think that was out of line and a little mean.
I don't think that was a bomb. Was it a bomb?
It was a bomb. Nobody
you
know, left.
I thought you were being serious.
Yeah. I like this I could go two ways on that.
Yeah, I think it was a bit. I was like, yeah, that's a good point, Bob.
Well, the reason why it's good is that you get all that pulp, but you also, the cleanup is the best.
Mm-hmm.
You
rinse for lazy asses.
Yeah, you rinse it the fuck out, wash it with a sponge, and you're done. You can make another one right away.
I have a dishwasher.
I did back to back today.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking wait. You can just keep going. And you can make, like, I usually make during the day for lunch, I'll make a more of a veggie one yeah. where it's a little more harder to.
Kale is very strong flavored.
Yeah, but you throw a pear in there, throw some grapes.
An apple will counteract the kale.
It's fucking great. And sometimes I take the skin off of stuff, like an apple, I might peel that off. Sometimes.
Okay.
But it's fucking the best.
I'm really mad at you for not being here the last 3 weeks because this is like the 70th time I've heard this fucking story about these NutriBullets.
All right.
And
you know what?
Everyone's talking about how great they are. And I'm sitting here playing with my dick because I don't know what the hell's going on.
Fuck. First of all, I'm going to stop this garbage.
Garbage?
Dan Soda on this show and the fans of this show will fucking testify.
Yeah.
Okay, the ones that still like Dan after fucking fucking with you last
still
week.
Still got all those Guy Code fans.
Yeah, 14-year-old girls. Woo!
His voice is mad sexy.
Why is his head so wide?
He's so
he scares me. What's up with his old history?
Why is his eyes so far apart?
Is that real?
I thought they were too close together.
Back to the
garbage. They're actually too close to the side of his head.
Oh. Kid's got the eyes of a deer.
Listen, Kelly Festuca, Dan Soda offered you to buy you a goddamn fucking, and you turned it down with your bullshit humbleness. Like you shouldn't take everything you can fucking possibly get. Money, water, food.
That's because you can't juice brownies.
I'm upset that Dan didn't get me more than just that.
What the fuck? No one's laughing at you. That's can't juice funny. Brownies?
I didn't hear that. It just came into my ears.
I figured it was one of his insensitive race jokes.
Well, yeah, he offered.
How much are these?
A 120.
Yeah. Can you buy me one?
120
day?
Or two easy payments of 120.
I'm not the mayor of NutriBullet. I'm not just handing. I got Joe.
Yeah, what is it, Patrice?
You already bought Joe one.
I would have bought
yeah,
you
but
one.
Yeah,
but
he said he would buy you one. He's like, no, I don't need it.
After we've been arguing over how he, you know.
That was the week before he offered.
It was.
You weren't arguing at all. You guys were friends.
Actually, oh, man.
You guys were fake friends at that
now
point.
Now that I think back at how great that friendship was.
Oh, yeah.
A little sad about what happened since, you know.
Oh, I'm allowed to hate. What?
You should have got a NutriBullet out of this fucking cocksucker. At least you get something. You're not getting friendship.
I owe him forever. he might fucking just mention it every 2 seconds.
Wow.
I don't know if I trust it.
Joe, do you want to go back to Queens and have some NutriBullets?
I'm going to go meet up with Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
His girlfriend. His beautiful girlfriend.
She
was here last week.
Fucking guest on the show.
I'm kidding, dude. I'm just fucking with you.
Well, sometimes I can't tell because there's a lot of, you know, not punchlines. Sometimes it can be hard.
So,
you're joking.
So I did the House of Comedy this week. Let me get back to that.
Say
a little
that
bit.
One more time.
Unbelievable. First of all, they changed the hotel. There's a beautiful Radisson that's attached to the mall now. It's fucking beautiful. Thank God they changed the fucking hotel.
By the way, time out.
Because
Bob, I have to interject. Because in your ranting, when you were yelling at me the other day and you were giving me like, It's about the hotel, by the way. He was giving me all this shit because I'm, you know, I was depressed, whatever it is. He's like, dude, you think I don't fucking go through it? I don't go through it. I just had to argue with them to get the hotel that's attached to the comedy club, and now it comes out that they fucking change it without you arguing. You lied to me.
Trying to pump you up. No, it wasn't. I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly what it was. Ready? It was that they had me in the they had me in the other hotel. They had me in the old hotel. And I'm like, the last time I was there, I was in a fucking parking lot at 2 a.m. waiting for a shuttle bus that the guy said, it's coming, the manager. Okay, that manager no longer works there, but I was bullshit because there was no fucking... First of all, fuck you in a shuttle bus. After the show, give me a ride the fuck home. Get me home. I'm an adult. At least you can get me to my hotel safely. That should be in part of the gig.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to walk across a fucking highway. We shouldn't have to fucking walk 8 blocks. Cleveland, the gig was out the door of the fucking hotel, right there. I get that, but not a mile and a half away. I shouldn't have to rely on some fucking shuttle bus or a taxi. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Just get a taxi. We'll pay you. No. How about you just fucking pick me up or get somebody to pick me up so I can make sure that I don't have to leave 20 minutes before the flight and the taxi guy doesn't come or somebody else jumps in my cab. Now I'm fucked. So anyways.
I would love your problems. That's the point I'm just going to make.
Yeah, I know. But I would love fucking Louis C.K.'s problems. I would love fucking, you know,
being
Dane Cook problems. I really would. I would. I would love somebody. Everybody wants everybody else's problems. But all the way up the fucking line, everybody has fucking problems. That was my point to you, is that everybody has fucking problems.
No money, no problem.
Right? Dan has fucking problems. Everybody hates him for his success.
That haircut is not that great either.
He's so successful that he makes
He's not even that successful. He just went really fast.
He's got fish eyes.
Yeah. Anyways, they wound up changing me to the hotel in the place. Which they were going to do. That's where people... I don't know. Fuck up. Whatever. But it was annoying. Absolutely it was annoying. Just if you had just said your hotel is in the mall, I wouldn't have to worry about all this bullshit. That was my point, that it sucks that that had to happen, but it worked itself out is one of my point was. That's why he doesn't fucking listen. He just takes snippets and waits to... That's why he's a fucking moron.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I yell at you, because you're not listening to what I'm saying. Yeah. You're trying to find holes in it.
You can't juice brownies. Yeah.
Right. You are a fucking moron.
So anyways, the fucking club is, it's in the mall, blah, blah, blah. I remember Patrice called me from this club. He was fucking going to shoot himself.
I was there the same week he was there. I was at Acme.
Acme, how is that?
That's, I feel weird because we're talking about this club this
down
the street.
No, fucking please, tell me about that
Acme's
club.
Acme's the best club I've ever been to. It's the best club in the country.
What?
It's unbelievable.
In Minneapolis, it's the best club in the country.
Yes.
What?
Why?
It's unbelievable.
I did radio. I did a podcast over there. Tom Bernard, who is the number one radio in Minneapolis. I did his show. And I did this other show. They had me. It was weird, dude. They were cool. They weren't assholes at all. But they had me sit in another room, not with them. It was like, I'm like, are they mad? Like, do they not like me? Do they not? And they were like, no. Just do this once sometimes.
Maybe we
I'm
should
like,
use that policy,
with Kelly. It was weird. But Tom Bernard is the guy. But his podcast is in that building where Acme is. And it's a fucking beautiful building. It's an old loft.
Yeah, beautiful room, beautiful building.
Yeah, every time I say fuck, I'm going to give Kelly $1, by the way. I don't want to say fuck on this podcast anymore.
So you're $4?
Not from now.
Okay.
Fuckhead.
Fuck. One.
$1.
Whatever, I'll give her $1.
Can we get a sound effect? Cha-ching. Do you want me to type that?
But Acme's really, I wanted to go check it out. I was with the girl from House of Comedy. I really wanted to go down and check it out, but it's really awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah, you've heard about it.
I haven't.
What? I think if you asked every working comic in the country, all of them would put it in their top 3 at least. It's unbelievable.
Really?
It's fucking great. It's really low ceilings. It's underneath. There's no food. There's a restaurant outside.
There's no food.
Room. Yeah, and they police the room unbelievably through years.
What's that?
Like through the year, they just police the room so well. There's like all these warnings, we'll kick you out. No, the audiences are hot. It's all brick. It's always
really
packed. It's fucking unbelievable.
All right, here's the fucking deal. I do my show, okay, Friday night, and fucking immediately go up. Drunk
middle-aged fucking women, two of them, one here, one there, drunk guy over there. They every fucking joke I had, they had something to say. Ugh. And they weren't heckling. They weren't being fucking assholes. They weren't going, fuck you, you stink. They were just like, yeah, that's true. No, that's not. Oh, that, aha, did you hear that? Talking to other customers. Oh, my God. Like, it was, I was like, you guys got to shut the fuck. I ignored them for 20 fucking 5 minutes. And then she would not be acknowledged by me. She would not fucking do it. And I was like, I just looked at her, I go, I'm not fucking giving you attention, so knock it off. And I was like, just, you know, that's it. And I just ignored her. And after the show, this guy comes up to me and he goes, dude, you're unbelievable. Thank you so much. But you gotta learn to cut the audience a little slack, man. And I was like, I go, fuck you. No, I don't. He goes, no. I go, no, you don't fucking know, dude. I go, when you go to a theater, when you see a show, do you talk? Do you turn your phone on? Do you yell shit to the fucking guy?
There's a major difference. Just, and people make this point a lot about theaters. Comedy, we are giving them we're putting on this facade, like we are coming up with the shit off the top of our head. We're being constant conversational. And a lot, Bobby, I know you probably do this. You probably talk to the crowd in between. Yep. So it almost encourages them.
I hear you.
People don't get it.
I get you, dude. I understand that there is this back and forth. But I didn't do what I usually do. I just, you know, I just said, fuck it. And I went on. But I was like, no, you're fucking wrong.
But the guy who said that?
Yeah.
Bob Newhart.
What?
Nothing.
Ugh. Yeah. Hang on. Right, hang that. On.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Good to see you, old friend.
So, anyways,
that was a good one because not only was it a bomb, there was confusion. It was like a car accident.
It was a new. It was a new type. It was
what
a new.
Went on there?
It was a new type of bomb.
If I bomb, people, I'm going all out.
People weren't on fire or running away. We were just like walking.
Like stunned.
Like dogs looking in a mirror. Huh?
Wow, that might have been the shortest-lived bandana ever.
All right, Dan, keep the show going.
So anyway, this week in MMA news, guys, did you guys watch UFC on Fuel TV 9?
Let the audience.
Why the bandana?
Because you get the dog looking in the mirror thing.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yes.
Let's let the.
I like what I see sitting in that seat.
Let the audience know that Bobby left. That's the most important thing to say right now. And now Bobby left the room.
Linda is sitting in a seat, and now we're just going to talk about '70s porno music.
Bobby got up and left to run to shit. I don't know how we're missing that.
Yeah, he farted before in the room and it fucking stank.
Put on some arc. Oh, put on some Keith Sweat.
Did Bobby leave you shit his pants? Why did he leave?
Yes, and we didn't even tell the audience. She started yelling about her dog barking bullshit.
I thought he left because of that joke.
No, Bobby.
I thought that final Kelly joke.
What was that joke that it was like we all got confused by your terrible joke that we looked like dogs in a mirror?
If I knew anything,
if I were you, I wouldn't be repeating that dogs in the mirror thing.
Oh, man.
All right, now that Bobby's gone,
shitting on a mirror.
I'm going to take over. Luis J. Gomez, Real Ass Dude, host of You Know What, Dude. Guys, I got to tell you, I'm sorry. My voice is a little bit shot. I threatened a cab driver.
You carry a little extra weight around. That's why. Huh?
That's why my voice is shot.
We are leading audience members right now. More than
someone cauterized this.
More than Bobby's asshole is bleeding.
So why did you yell at the taxi driver?
Because there was a dog in the mirror.
Yesterday, I was going up
Bob Newhart.
Yesterday, I was going up to Levity Live to open for Pablo Francisco, and I left with like 2 hours' notice.
By the way, that Levity Live picture that's on Facebook of you looks so staged. I fucking hate it.
Hold on.
Like you with a hand out.
Time
out. Who? Huh? I want to punch you in your face.
It is staged.
You fucking phony.
Didn't I post on it that I'm not actually doing comedy?
You didn't give Dan shit about being phony. That was the worst
thing. It was hilarious.
Posted.
It's very obvious that I'm like not actually doing comedy right there.
No, it's not. It just looks like you're
I'm sorry.
Idiots.
I meant to actually write like a thing. I was like, I'm not actually doing comedy. No. I just didn't do that.
You know what? You might as well just
We know that you're not
your
actually
Facebook.
Doing comedy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to cut Joe's mic out. I'm in control of the mics being cut out now, too.
I wouldn't take that from Joe.
So let me tell you what happened. I was leaving my apartment 21st and 1st. I went to get a taxi to go over to 8th Avenue, take the A train up to the George Washington Bridge.
We've done it.
Yeah, we've done it. Shuttle across the bridge, and my buddy picks me up. That was the idea, right?
Done.
Walked from 21st and 1st, where I live, all the way to 20. Bob, I'm in the middle of the story.
It? Did you make it? Or you got poopy pants? Man. Poopy pants?
That was fucking the closest.
Oh, man. That was close.
That's Nutribullet. $100.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wowie, wee.
If you have some sort of weird shining ability and knew that Lewis was going to tell this dumb story so you faked his shit just to come back and interrupt it, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
You are a really true prodigy. So, no, I'll tell you what. Let me finish the story, though.
Right. Yeah, please.
So I started walking across 23rd Street trying to find a taxi, and it took me 25...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It took me 25 minutes to get a taxi. He tried to not pick me up finally when I got into the taxi. And he started to pull away. So then I violently screamed at him, and I started screaming, drive, drive, drive. And then he said no, and then I said, I will punch you in your nose and break it.
Okay.
Oh, and wow. You had trouble picking up a cab. Why, Lewis?
No. Well, he fucking picked me up, and he drove me to the train.
He would have been shitting himself the whole time.
This is why I need to go to the West Coast. I'm not fucking fit. I'm not cut out for New York City.
When he moved to
the
West Coast.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You're going to be just more aggressive on the West Coast?
This is my problem. This is my problem. This is the argument we had, is that he's trying, and you know this, and I think you know this, and I don't know, maybe you know, maybe everybody knows this. I don't know why I did that, but I know because we're in the, we've given up alcohol and drugs or whatever. Are you trying to stretch your mouth? What was that? Is that an exercise?
Like an
why?
I don't know. Fun. You got to live a lot of life. I'm bored. I got to pretend I'm eating ice cream.
He's moving to L.A. He's thinking that people, places, and things are going to change his career. And it doesn't. Change it here. You can do the same thing here. If you're not fucking on a roll, if L.A. is not calling you to come there, I wouldn't fucking go.
I wouldn't
fucking go because your problems here are just going to follow you there.
Right.
It's going to be exciting for the first couple months. You're going to meet new people. You're going to get into clubs, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be right back where the fuck you are now. Fix what is wrong here and then go there.
L.A. is fine, sunshine most of the time. Feeling is laid back.
But if you're going there for a better lifestyle for your baby and your wife and it's cheaper and you like the sun, okay, fuck you, go. I have no qualms with that.
Yeah.
If you just want to live a cheaper life, a better quality of life.
That's definitely part of it.
But if you think your career or your...
I don't think I'm going to go to L.A. and fucking get discovered. That's not why I'm going.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, go where there's fucking no Mexicans. Right. No Spanish people at all.
I'm going because I want to be reinvigorated.
Eric Rivera went there and got reinvigorated. And he's way better looking than you and way more neutral than you. Dude, first of all, he got on the Tonight Show. Okay.
No, Eric's funny. I'm kidding.
I'm not saying that as a thing, but he's more neutral than you. He can actually do more corporate things than you because of your material.
Corporate than me?
Nobody's more corporate than you.
Whoa.
Dan, you come with khakis.
Slacks. Stacks of slacks.
Palm trees grow and rents are low. But you know, I keep thinking about making my way back.
Oh, shut up, Joe.
Yeah, shut up, Joe. Your act is fucking
Neil Diamond
dirty.
Yeah, it is kind of dirty.
It's not kind of dirty. It's an edgy act, and you're not gonna get in everywhere with that out there. It's gonna be harder for you to make money in this business with your act, and I know that because of my act. Okay, Dan Soda, it's easier for him to make money in this business. Gary Goldman, it's easier for him to make money in this business than it is for guys like us because of the material. All right, you can take Dan's fucking vanilla horse shit and put it on anywhere.
Structured jokes?
Structured jokes that mean nothing to him. Listen, I know, Trish, I get it. It's a good joke. What, you don't like my accent at the end? It's a big killer.
I don't do that joke anymore.
You will. You will at the House of Commons.
Absolutely.
As soon as you have 5 bad minutes on a headlining set, you're pulling out that fucking Russian accent.
Break in case of emergency.
Yeah, make sure you guys, if you're in Minneapolis, go see Dan at the House of Comedy.
June. It's
very funny. Yeah, June
26th.
And back to that, the club's great, but I would, that Acme Club sounds fucking amazing.
It is.
Sounds amazing. I mean, the fact that they have no food and police the room, it's all about comedy, is...
And Lewis Lee was the best comedy owner. He refers to comedians as artists. He's like, I want the artists to do this.
Who is this guy?
Lewis Lee, he's been in the business forever. He's a great guy.
Is he...
He's Asian.
Asian?
Yeah, yeah. Great guy.
Jesus. Best Lewis in the game.
Yeah.
So it's the best club. What's the second best, would you say? Or one of the top three? Top three clubs.
I think DC Improv is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, they won't use me. They will not ever use me. They don't fucking, no. But, I mean, I said that about Hilarities, too, and I love that guy. Nick is a great guy, and it was one of the nicest clubs I've worked. I fucking love that club. So, Yeah, I don't know. But that's fine. I mean, that's cool.
So, Lewis, you still going to go?
Yeah.
When are you moving out there?
August 1st.
Hopefully tomorrow.
What?
Really?
So yeah. Soon?
Oh, wow.
You're gone.
August 1st.
You heard nothing I said the other day.
No, I heard it all, and I took it all into consideration.
August nights.
I heard everything you said, and I appreciate everything
I'm
you
not
said.
Done staring at Joe's face.
Can I take this off now?
Pretty good.
No, it's you did that. No, no, keep it on.
I hate Neil Diamond.
I'm
anti-Semite, piece of shit.
Yeah, look,
Neil Diamond is one of the great, great rock stars in history.
Songwriters. Jones is better.
Do you know close?
Jones is better than Neil Diamond?
I think so.
You should be thrown
Kelly,
off the podcast
Kelly, name
and the country.
Three Tom Jones songs.
What's new, Pussycat?
Okay.
It's not unusual.
That's a question. That's
Delilah.
Not a song.
How do you feel now?
No, no, no. I was rooting for
fuck
her.
Fuck yourself, you real ass dude.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
I just don't think. I don't think moving to LA is the fucking is the best thing for you, dude.
It may not be the best thing, but dude, like, this is what I said to Bobby on the phone. I was like, if the rain demotivates you, and you go, hey, dude, I just don't want to be in the rain anymore. You know, I get it. You can deal with the rain. You should be able to just deal with the rain. But the New York is depressing me right now. I'm angry.
Why?
I wait for subways. I don't like people.
That LA traffic should solve that.
Exactly.
Traffic.
Yeah, but you know what? Actually, I don't mind driving in traffic.
What?
I don't mind it. You know what? I'm in control.
Guys, I can't wait till you turn the CNN. There's going to be those helicopter fucking chases. And it's going to be this douchebag in a Z28 with T-tops fucking screaming, yeah, fucking everybody!
Let my son know I fought for the right things.
I'm a real ass dude. Hammer fisting!
You know who I am, damn it.
AC. That was a great reference, Jim.
Yeah.
What's funny is it? For me, it was a Seinfeld reference.
And I'll have my friend Nate
and
out there.
There it goes. You broke. You couldn't make it. Good for you, kid.
What is those? Are those brownies?
Those are brownies.
Yeah, the best. Have one.
Yeah.
You're going to have to chew it up like a bird and spit it into Joe's baby mouth.
Woo, boy. Yeah. Back to the old well. Hey, are there any nuts in these?
There's no nuts, but they're mini brownies. Just for
I
you,
hope
Joe.
This, are you allergic to nuts? Please let your fucking... I'd love for your mouth to swell up. Look like a regular mouth finally.
Fine, I have a lot in my mouth right now. It's a small bite.
I just don't. I don't think. I went to L.A. I did the same thing. I wound up coming back. Eric Rivera did it. Pete Corelli did it. A lot of guys went to L.A.
Nick DiPaolo
and came back. Nick DiPaolo did it. A lot of people did it. And
yeah, and a lot of people go and they stay and they're successful.
Who?
Nate Bargatze.
Bill Burr.
Nate Bargatze successful.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. I will give you Bill Burr, but Bill,
give him Bill Burr.
Bill Burr went
he
to Bill Burr as
here.
Bill Burr. Like,
that's not true. No, Bill blew up while he was out there. He was established. He had an actor.
He was making six figures here.
How do you know that?
He's
I
his
can
accountant.
Do math.
My old friend Bill. 15 years I've known this guy.
I don't know Bill at all. But
how do you know what Bill was making in New York versus L.A.? Go fuck yourself, little mouth.
Okay, so Bill Burr wasn't
American
making
Indian
six
name
figures.
You know it's hard to hear you.
For the little mouth speaks of things he does not know. He speaks of the red-haired warrior who moved to the coast of sunshine, not knowing how much maize he actually brought into the tribe. For as the little mouth eats the chocolate from the land.
Keep chewing, little mouth. Let that mini palate.
Like the mouth of a rattlesnake.
Call up Bill and ask him what he was making when he left here.
No, you call up Bill. You're a good buddy.
Yeah,
I don't know him at all. I don't claim to know him.
But you know how much he makes? How much he made before
Bill,
he was out there.
You can't fucking look at somebody's schedule and their TV and see where they're at and try to get a good idea of what they're making?
Bill went out there. He was on the Chappelle show. He was touring. He did.
Yeah, that didn't pay well.
No, he did. Well, look, man, those tours paid well. I did one, too. I did the tourgasm thing, but that shit died out quick, too. Don't forget. That touring happened. Rogan was on a tour, didn't sell. We were on a tour, didn't sell. All these tours did not do great at the time. Everybody thought they were going to fucking, you know, be these amazing tours, and they weren't, you know.
My point is, we can all be in agreement that Bill was doing pretty good when he left
Bill
here.
Was doing better than you. at any point in your career.
Going back to the main point is you're arguing that Bill Burr is one of the people that went to L.A. and got bit, and the guy was fucking
killing
it.
Well, also, look, there's a lot of people that start in L.A. and they establish themselves and have
Billy
a
Billy went
good
to L.A.
careers.
And moved back.
Don't get me wrong. Billy Lewis, moved. I want you to move to L.A. I don't want to
I am pining for
we
it.
We don't want you to not do this in August.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'll rent the U-Haul.
Yeah, listen. We really want you to go. Don't change your mind, but we're just saying it's the wrong move.
But hold on. But here's the thing. Guys start in L.A. and they establish themselves and they get good. That's it happens. There's a lot of comedy out in L.A.
Yeah.
I already have an act. I already have an act. I'm going out there.
Danny. What do you got to say?
What the fuck was that?
We need to stop.
That was the worst thing
Kelly, Kelly, I will listen. This is a new worst thing I'm doing. This is a new. This is this is beyond bandana. Shut up. It's this is Kelly. Beyond bandana. Kelly, step out behind the curtain for 1 minute. Get out. Go.
Exile.
Take your headphones off. Exile. Exile. Exile.
Exile.
Look at. Woo.
That was horrific.
Because I was making just a quick
one. Shut up and get out. You're exiled.
Yeah, don't defend yourself, Casey.
Oh my God! That she just did a cowboy
crazy
rodeo. Wee-haw! What the fuck was
Does
that?
Does anyone else feel a little violated?
My God, that fucking hurt.
But I'll
that
go
was
out
like
there.
An MTV TRL live shit.
Oh,
bananas! That didn't approach making sense.
It's all a bunch of squawking.
Shit.
That didn't even wow. drive by making sense.
I almost,
sense.
I almost took her key back to the studio.
Brick, brick.
Oh no! Brick.
But am Guys? I not? Am I not brick, in a better brick, position, Bob, than people that just start in LA, going to LA and already knowing how to do comedy?
Look, here's the deal. What I'm saying is that you should, whatever you're going through here, we all go through it, except for Dan. That we all have the ups and downs, except for Dan. We all have good times and bad times, except for Dan.
Dan had some downs. I watched him answer phones and then go straight to his waitering job.
Yeah, but that was, no, he had down. You know, you have down.
Down syndrome, yeah. And not a bright guy.
He really does have Down syndrome forehead.
Oh, he used to do Sarah Palin's kid when we were stoned. And I
That's not very corporate. That's
By the
did
way,
you did you do the lips? Oh my God!
Did the lips?
Dude, listen to me. Listen to me. Don't ever do. On my head. I think you made my eye pop. I think you fucked up my surgery.
By the way, can we get to the real source of this LA move thing?
Yeah, go
ahead. I know the real source. I can really get into it.
Go ahead.
I'm a psychological guy.
Yeah, yeah we
What's
heard
happening
that
right
you.
Now?
Oh, Jesus
Nate Bargatze doesn't like his wife. And
he's
convinced,
recruiting.
He's convinced Lewis. Nate's like, yeah, man.
It.
Yeah, man. I can get you some gigs here.
I don't mind you just come out here and open up for me. You're going to love
he's
it.
He's just sick
I
of his
love
wife.
It.
That's not true. It's me so and Nate good. Were supposed to go together, actually, until my girl got pregnant. We were going to do a tour across the fucking country.
Let's not get carried away. That's not called a tour.
Of what?
That's
wax
called,
museums?
That's called, showing up.
Yeah, that's called fucking going into comedy clubs and saying hello. Hey, how you doing? Take it easy.
Oh, no, we weren't going to do comedy. We're just going to get a bus. Just
listen,
really check out all the big
listen,
attractions.
Listen, Lewis, what I'm saying is you're going to go out there. What you should do here is try to fix whatever the fuck is wrong with you here.
I have been trying to fix it. I really
Those
have.
Pants?
Get into it. You should you're depressed because you're fat.
Yeah,
okay,
but I'm getting back in shape.
Okay, fine. You're depressed, you're fat.
In
I get
class
I'm
starting
I'm this,
April 20th.
I'm in L.A.?
No, here.
Yeah, okay.
Your birthday's April something, right?
All right. All right, shut the fuck up. Listen, what I'm saying to you is that you should go take the acting class, work on your act, try to get in at a comedy club. Try to do something else. Do hosting or
Wait,
whatever.
Did you say N.A. comedy club or A comedy club?
A comedy club and fucking stop being the real ass dude. And you know, look, I remember Ben Bailey used to host. Russ Meneve used to host. Tom Poppy used to host at the Boston. All these guys that are fucking hugely successful now. They became better comics. They worked their ass off. They focused on their stand-up and not, you're so spread out on all this
but
shit.
This is where we disagree.
See,
what,
see how he cuts, do you see
no,
how he cuts me off?
Damn.
I'm not even finished with the fucking point. This is why I kept yelling at him the other day, because you're not even finished with the point and he will fucking find a way out of
your
point.
Point sucks. I was just going
to
do
No, that's it. You don't, you will not
that's
listen
not
to anybody.
I do listen.
You don't listen to anybody. buddy, because you cut people off with your own fucking
but
excuse.
You're literally saying, like, I just host. I don't just host. I do comedy every night. Tonight I'm doing a spot. I'm not hosting. I'm working
it's
on my
own. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm writing new jokes. I'm going out and I'm playing the game, and I am in a few comedy clubs. I'm having a tough time in New York. It's difficult when you watch people that you believe that you're more talented than come up and just get way more shit.
I have worked my ass off for that stuff.
Yeah. Listen, here's the deal, though, is that that's your problem, too, is that you're comparing. See what he does? Do you understand what he does?
God.
This is what I went through the other day. This is what he does. He's a fucking idiot. This is why he will continue to be fucking stupid and not get shit accomplished, because he doesn't absorb. He just deflects and yaps over people.
He's absorbing something.
That's why I was fucking angry with him the other day. He will fucking just cut you off. I feel bad for that little kid. That's what I feel bad for.
Oh, wow.
Because his father has great potential and he'll never reach it because he doesn't shut up and listen to Bob Kelly.
Good save. With the old potential in there. That was rough. I feel bad for your son. Possibly the harshest thing you can say to a human being. Because you have potential.
Because you got so much potential. Are we cool?
Like, kick, save, and a beauty. Like Andy Moog.
I was going to leave again.
Moog reference.
Let me all say it if that's the case. Listen.
So why don't you listen, Lewis?
So yeah. Won't you listen? Listen. Oh, yes, indeed. It's fun time.
Joe,
fun time.
No. Lewis, why don't you listen?
I think the
I'm trying to help with your point.
All right, Kelly, you stop.
These fucking animals.
And then go waltzing, Matilda.
All right, come on, shut up. Go ahead, Kelly. Go ahead.
By the way, I just referenced Neil Diamond, the Beastie Boys, and the Australian national anthem in a matter of 1 minute.
Kelly is the first one to get exiled off of the show. It's beyond the bandana.
That's the name of the documentary.
Bobby, after the show, can we talk about the length of the exiles? I think it'd be a lot longer. I'm thinking a month.
Kelly, what were you saying? Go ahead.
I just want to know why Lewis doesn't listen.
Won't you listen?
Yeah, why?
I don't know, because my mom used to beat me, and my dad died when I was 4. I didn't have any family structure.
No, seriously, why don't you listen? Is that really why you don't listen?
I had ADD. I didn't do well in school.
Yeah, but when somebody tells you that you're not listening, don't you go, oh, shit, I'm not. Don't you understand that?
No, I do listen, though.
Yeah, but you don't. You have an excuse. The other day when we were talking, if you didn't hear it, fucking rewind what just happened. That's all you did, is I would try to tell you something, and right in the middle, you would find a point, and you would just go off on an excuse of why what I'm saying had no relevance in your life, which is absolutely wrong. I've done what you do. I've been where you're at. We're the same guy in a lot of respects, okay? And I'm trying to say that maybe you don't have to move to L.A. to fix your unhappiness.
I don't have
that
to
you,
move to L.A.
That
I
you,
want to.
Forget
he
it.
Just has to do
move
it
to L.A., life. Dude. I'll see you when you come back.
I think you have to
see I'll see you in a couple of years. Either I'll see you in a couple of years, or I'll see you fucking El Polo Tropical behind the counter fucking buttering up some chicken. Fucking asshole. Dummy. Go to L.A. L.A. is going to fit people, places, and things. They'll move to L.A. and it'll be a better life. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're going to be fucking miserable out there.
Two-bedroom apartment, $1,300, pool.
Well, if that's why you're moving out there, then fine. Okay, fine. Pool.
That's a big part
of
it.
First of all, you don't get the pool. It's a fucking AIDS pool that everybody shares.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. I have AIDS.
Hey, bro.
What?
I have Soda in the AIDS pool, just to get a lot of fans. Like,
Soda got fucking AIDS.
A nice
way,
pun.
That was a great joke right there.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
I'm just saying.
I'll go to L.A. too. Let's go. Hot August nights and you hear yourself sweat. Don't like Neil Diamond.
Look at this.
What are you going to do with both these two douchebags hating me?
One of the great Jews of all time.
Lewis, please don't leave. Please don't leave me with these two fucking savages.
Top five Jews.
Can you imagine fucking how much Joe would bat his eyes with fucking sweat rolling down his head?
with the sun in his eyes?
Yeah. Someone asked Joe to do Runyon Canyon. Halfway up, he'd be like, fuck this. I'm going to go back to Boston.
I love L.A.
Why don't you do a Norton voice?
That's Joe's voice. Sorry.
I like L.A. a lot.
Get off your phones.
I love LA.
It was ringing. I
don't give a fuck.
I ended the phone.
I'm going to end you.
Whoa.
Yes. Let's make it happen.
Don't push it. Don't push your mic.
All right.
Shut up. All right.
They're a bunch of bullies.
No, they're not bullies. They're literally making it. Shut up. All right. They're making it so you'll never do that stupid thing again. Do you understand? If they don't fucking bury you right now about this, you'll do that again.
Sometimes stuff happens.
Yeah, sometimes stuff happens.
Right,
it sounds like you just got caught cheating on your husband. Sometimes stuff happens.
I just people fall out of love.
I can never forget anything.
I hope.
He was there for me.
I hope. Oh shit. Do you have any desire to move to LA?
None.
What about you, Joe?
I would never move there. I love it though.
Why?
I like to go there.
Why would you never move there?
I like New York City more than I care about my career. I like being 4 hours from my family. I love Boston. I love New England. I love New York City. I like doing 3 or 4 sets a night.
Yeah.
What about you? Why do you say that LA is better for you, Lewis?
It's just a motivation thing. I feel like I need to change it up so I can really just feel reinvigorated. I feel like me coming into LA, being a new comic, just a new face on the scene, being able to do what I do on stage, you know, just get.
Do you understand that you're building momentum here? That you're actually, you don't see it. You don't see it right now. Joe's fucking with you. You don't see it now, but you're building momentum. You cannot compare yourself ever to other comedians in their time frame of success, okay, or their success. You have to really just bury your head in your own career, and you have to worry about what the fuck you're doing. You are building momentum in the last couple of years. You went from a shirtless Puerto Rican going to jail on my street to a guy who has a very successful podcast on the network, on a great network. You have a lot of fans. People respect you in the business. You have a lot of friends in the business now. And people know that you're funny. You actually, nobody really knew that you were that funny until the actual Riotcast show. And everybody was like, Lewis, they didn't, dude. I'm just telling you the facts.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Rob, me, Dan,
Dave. Rob saw me headline Caroline's. I fucking killed. He knew it.
Dude, there was another thing that you did that night that was just better. Okay,
I get it.
You see, just shut up and understand.
And Dan knew I was funny before.
Listen, this is what you do. This is what you do. This is your fucking problem, is that you will never, ever listen. You always have an excuse of why you're funny. I'm saying you're funny. I'm saying that, but I'm saying that people actually saw you in a different light and were like, Lewis killed it. Lewis is really funny. That carries over to other conversations, to people that you never will know, hear about. It and will give you an opportunity months down the road that you will capitalize on, and all of a sudden you're in a different position here in New York, okay, that you would have never got to if you're in LA. You're right, you're going to LA and you're starting from scratch. Here, you're just in a lull, like all of us get into. Norton, me, Quinn. We all get a little, we dig ourselves
closer together and longer periods. Yeah, they are, dude. I'm telling you. Do you know how many times I've never before, except for this past year, said I want to quit comedy? And I've said it like 3 times this year, where I was this fucking close to just going, I just don't want to fucking do it anymore. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I want to do comedy. That's why I'm going to LA.
I don't think comics have those thoughts.
You don't think comics ever go, hey, I'm doubting myself?
No, I don't.
I don't agree with you. I've talked to plenty of comics who doubted themselves and been close to quitting. Big J had the conversation with him this week. He's been close to quitting multiple times because he doesn't get the respect that he thinks he deserves.
No, that's bullshit.
I will say
this. I think that's a lie. I think the respect part, that's the whole thing, is that we get caught up in this respect. We all get caught up in respect of where we should be and what we should and who's this and people going ahead of us. That is all garbage. You aren't doing the fucking work.
I feel like I work harder than every one of my friends that are comics.
No, you don't.
Me?
No, you don't.
Dan, hold on. Over the years, you know me, dude. Am I not a hard worker?
You're a hard worker.
I'm a very hard worker.
You know what? People give Aziz a shit. People give Aziz shit. I've never seen the kid, okay, without a notebook and listening to a set and working on jokes. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care. Maybe he's not as naturally funny as a Burr or Patrice. Patrice never had a notebook, never needed one. All right. Maybe he has to compensate by working that much harder by having one.
I'm not arguing with
all right.
You.
I see Louis, fucking recorder, listening.
Yeah. Louis
okay.
Gatz, hard worker.
Fucking
Chris Rock.
Colin Quinn.
Rock always has that.
We're not.
That
you're not working hard enough.
So maybe I'm not working hard enough.
You're not.
But I'm a hard worker.
You can't fucking. I don't know what that means. You're a hustler. I'm a hustler.
I'm a hustler, baby.
But you're not a fucking hard worker. You're not. You're not recording every set. You're not listening to your sets every night, going over your jokes, coming up with making shit better. You're going up and fucking accolading it. You're going up and doing your set and killing, trying to kill. Killing doesn't cut it anymore, my friend.
No.
Killing cut it back in the day to get into the place to get recognized. The stage of career you're at now is where you have to actually evolve into a better comedian. And the only reason why I know that is because I'm at that stage, too. We all get to that stage where you have to go to the next level. I'm not the same guy I was 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I wasn't the same guy I was 5 years ago. You can see the progression in my jokes. You can see it in my acting. I'm not where I want to be now. I need to be better a year from now. You're not there. And you think L.A. and the sun is going to cure that? You're going to be, wherever you go, there you are. That's what I'm saying to you. And
it's just me. Hey. Whoa.
I have a joke about that book.
What is it?
Last.
Oh, I referenced it in the book.
What's that?
I referenced it in the joke. But hey, what I will say, I wanted to say this a while ago. It is the two hardest things I find in comedy are to get a good tape that you like
and listen
to not
Kelly.
Compare to... That's really funny. And not comparing yourself to other...
Comparing yourself to other people.
That's the hardest thing in comedy is to not be able to do it. And you can't. And then once you figure that out, which took me 12 years, that's the most liberating. That's when things turn a corner.
It really is.
You stop worrying about what everyone else is doing. It takes a long time.
I used to really fear other being on the road because of the MCs and the middles. And they were such shit. You know, it would just be such shit in front of you. Or they would kill with shit. You know what I mean? Or they'd be actually really good. And I used to be like, oh, fuck me. And then I realized it doesn't matter because I don't have a B plan. I have no options anymore. I used to have options when I would, you know, is this old people? I'll be clean or I'll fucking do the bells and whistles. I'm trying to say. I'm trying to make this hour better every time I go on stage. I'm trying to evolve as a comic and be more as comfortable as I can so that my voice can actually fucking come out someday and I can talk about anything and not comparing myself to those. They have no effect on the show at all.
Yeah.
For me, they don't. They whatever they do, it doesn't matter. Well, go up and kill, bomb, shit jokes, what... Doesn't matter. You can do the same jokes I do. I'm still going to be better.
It's just difficult. Like, it's really difficult when you don't really have...
Why would you put that in front of me where I can't read it?
If you don't have any, like, validation, which that's where I'm at. I don't have any validation.
You're on this show.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, but this is different. It's podcasting. It's a little different.
Lewis, I met you like 2 years ago.
Right.
I think that you have more traction now in your act than you ever have. I remember watching you when I first met you, and now I'm like, fuck, I love Lewis.
I don't respect your opinion.
Kelly,
you're gonna have to start again, man. And I started again.
It's not starting again. It's
you
not.
Are,
sorry, Kelly. First of all, you haven't even started. It's not starting again because
she's trying to help you.
Man.
She's trying to help
I
you.
I started again,
and you're really
I did
just
what
fucking.
You did.
I have my first 45 now. I didn't have that when I started. I had nothing when I started. Okay,
it's not your category of 45. I call it 30.
I got 20.
I give you 30.
I gotta get 17. Good.
Even Dan having a good 40.
I'm throwing a solid 26.
Are you doing an hour? Do you do a solid hour, or what are you doing?
50.
You're doing 50 minutes.
Yeah. I'm saying I wrote my first 45. I'm not saying it's great.
50.
I'm just saying.
Will
I
you
have.
Please call me the first time when that middler goes up in front of you, and when you're like fucking this motherfucker?
That already happened in Providence.
What happened?
This guy he was murdered.
Who was it?
This guy named Ryan.
Ryan what?
I don't know.
And what happened?
He'll never speak his name
that
again.
That is the most honest thing I've ever seen him go.
We're
going
to call him Voldemort.
What happened?
He was a nice guy. I didn't really want to trash him because he was a nice guy.
Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to trash him.
His act was...
Right, and he killed it.
Horseshit. Murdered.
Murdered.
Walked up. I walked up down there like, who the fuck is this guy?
Really?
Yeah.
But you killed it, right?
No. I did not. I know we play it up like everything's going great for me, but... Like,
yeah, the past year has been unbelievable. But I was in New York for 6 years doing whatever I could every night to get on stage.
I met Danny. He was doing checks every single night at Stand Up New York.
2.5 years, I did check spots every night at Stand Up New York. Every night.
The fans, if you don't know what a
check
spot
is. Shut up, Lewis. Let him talk.
I'm telling the fans what a check spot is.
They don't need to know. They're not a fucking novices to comedy.
Yeah, but I mean.
Tell them what check spots are. You were just like eight.
He fucking interrupts people. He cuts people off. I'm glad you're going to fucking L.A.
He's
going to
do great. I went and took out. I went and took as many beatings as I could.
What?
You have to leave?
Yeah, right. Oh, shit. All right. Why?
I got to go in 10 minutes.
What time is it?
We're wrapping the show up in 10 right. minutes.
Lewis, really just...
All right, buddy. Lewis, hey, listen, buddy, I love you. I love you. You know that. I hope you... Whatever you do, I'll support you and your son and your family. I really do. I send you out there with as much positivity as I can. I would just like... You're doing it, so fuck it. Do it and balls out. And fucking own that place and kill it. But I just, you know, I know that you can, the things that you talk about, I think you can, you have good shit happening here. You just don't see it yet. And sometimes you have to wait it out and all of a sudden stuff stops happening. And then you're like, oh God. Okay, great. Thank you. Your rewards are coming. But look, go to fucking LA and I wish you nothing but the best. If anything I can do out there, I'll help you. You know, because I think you're funny, dude. I wouldn't have you on my show if I didn't think you were fucking hilarious.
Thanks, Bob.
You're not a talent, but you're funny. Right? Am I right, Joe?
I think Lewis is talented.
Thanks, Joe.
Wow. Yeah, all right. Well, fucking way to get real. You get real? You've been quipping fucking for 2 hours, and you can't just go with me on that one?
Lewis is great.
Well,
he's my new...
Well, what, Joe?
But he's a frightening human being.
Terrifying.
What am I?
You're
huggable?
Teddy bear.
Am I?
Kissable?
Am I?
His lips.
Snuggable.
Is Lewis more threatening than me?
Fuck yeah, he's Dominican.
Puerto Rican. Why are you standing up?
Because Lewis is going to have to go behind me and I got to leave soon. So
and Linda has to leave as well.
My balls are sweet.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Are we wrapping?
Yeah. We're wrapping.
Right, we're wrapping up. It's
let's
over.
Say we're not staggering up like a bunch of hobos, one at a time.
All right, well, guys, this is a crazy fucking show. As usual with Dan and fucking Joe and Lewis. And Kelly.
Yeehaw!
What are you guys doing? Are you going to say goodbye? Stop moving.
Yeah, I'm, goodbye.
I'm not going to have this moving around. When I'm you're either going to stay for the ending, which we're wrapping up, or you leave, and then I end it. I'm not having this fucking meandering noise in the background. You two fucking dimwits rapping.
You nailed meandering.
Thanks.
You did. You were throwing out some really bogus words earlier. <in the morning. laughs> Fucking meandering and nailed it. Good.
God damn it.
Good job,
man.
Bob.
I really stink.
The only problem is I think he was trying to say Neanderthal.
The truth.
Look at the pressed lips.
I had a good one.
Waka waka waka.
Good one. I was going to say, I thought you took your pants off for a second.
Right.
Look at the pressed lips. I thought you took your pants off.
I really would
that
like to fucking
murdered.
Exile
thanks
him.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
That would have murdered.
Anyway,
I think he starts the next podcast.
Lewis, good luck in L.A.
Thanks.
But you'll be on before then.
I'll be on.
Look at the pressed lips.
I want to meet your baby. Will you bring your baby next time?
To the podcast?
Yeah.
I can see B will bring
I
the baby.
I said it to him earlier. I was like, I was hoping you bring James.
I'd love to see the baby.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's nice weather like this, B will bring him out.
Right. Okay, well, I didn't want you to bring him in a fucking hailstorm.
That's a judgment call.
That's a judgment call as a parent. If it's fucking lightning out, you can stay home with the kid. But if it's nice out, come out.
He's got a larger mouth than Joe.
What's your?
I just said that joke.
Well, you said it when everyone was talking.
No,
all right, shut up.
They talked over me.
Go ahead, Lewis. What do you got?
Guys, follow me. By the way, after we had that little heartfelt follow me on Twitter thing last time, I got like another 50, 60 followers.
Well, let's get you a few thousand.
Let's give me a few thousand. Follow me on Twitter, at Lewis J. Gomez. Lots of anti-Semitic tweets. Huh. It's really a good thing. No, there's no anti-Semitic tweets. Follow me on Twitter. And check out my other podcast, Hammer.
What's the Twitter name, stupid?
At Lewis J. Gomez.
Say it. Well, are they supposed to guess it?
It's Luis. Luis J. Gomez.
Dan, what do you got? I'm going to go this way. Kelly, what do you got?
I've got my show.
I want you to be last.
Underbelly is on the 20th of
April.
Can
we just fucking just add that in the fucking show?
Can we have a button that just goes
Underbelly?
I've got little things up my sleeve and follow me on Twitter at KLY.
You got stuff up your sleeve?
Yeah, flabby arms.
Other shows.
We both fucking threw in.
That just says it's a bad joke. Two comics, same punchline, boom. All right.
Linda, what do you got? Nothing.
Besides being absolutely beautiful.
Hot titties. Yeah,
you really do.
Stop it.
I called you Reggie Watts when you walked in.
Foxy Brown.
Listen, I'll see you later, Lou.
Bye, Lou.
Joe, what do you got? New York 32?
Yeah, just look at my website.
Just look at
Joe
it?
List. Yeah. Look at it. I got dates and some videos on
okay.
there.
Joe List.
He really isn't. Lewis is just an animal.
He really is.
I love him.
1992 MTV Best Video.
What do you got? Dan Soda.
DanSoda.com. Comedy Central Half Hour, May 3rd.
Yay!
Midnight. It's going to be on Comedy Central.
I'm glad that you actually stuck up for yourself about the paying your dues and working your ass off.
Well, I mean, it's fun. I've only known you mm-hmm. since stuff's been going well.
Right.
Like, because DeRosa. Yeah. But, I mean, there's 5 years there where I was eating shit every night.
It's good. It's good. Dude. Yeah. Fucking, well, let people know that because nobody knows that.
Yeah, everyone thinks I Michael Chait it, that I just walked into comedy.
Well, don't throw this poor kid
under. He's one of my good friends. I'll throw him right under.
He doesn't really like you.
Oh, okay.
We've talked.
Well, he's going to be super famous. But, I mean, I paid my dues, so I'm fine with, you know, right. I barked. I fucking did check spots. I did open mics.
And now you're fucking headlining.
Yeah.
And you're kicking ass. So go see you where?
I'm going to be at Revel in Atlantic City, April 18th. It's like a casino show.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
and April 18th.
And then DanSoda.com. I'm going to be at the Sacramento Punchline in May, second weekend of May. And then I'm going to be in Minnesota in June. Also, I'll be in...
Go see him. Everybody who saw me in Minnesota, a lot of YKWD fans came to the shows. Make sure you see Soda. Go see him on the Thursday night or the Sunday night or the late shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, go see me then.
Yeah, pack the place out. He's a fucking hilarious guy for 32 minutes.
Then it's just 18 minutes
kidding.
Of gassing out and grabbing on for dear life.
Nah, he's fucking hilarious.
A lot of how you doing, where you from.
No. Yeah, and get drunk after the show. Can you do that? Get a little buzz before the show. Don't show up fucking trashed on heroin. I had a fan of the show. I looked out at one point of the show. I think it was on Friday night. No, it was actually Saturday night first show, or Friday night first show. I look out, the girl is literally sleeping. I look to my left, there's an old lady about to throw up. Looks like she's on heroin. She's so drunk.
Oh, good.
Okay, the two girls in the front are fucked up. This girl, she did fucking, what's that brain drug, DH something, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever that fucking drug Rogan talks about every once in a while.
Yeah, they said that's the drug that's released right before you die.
Yeah, well, she after the show... I went outside and she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't see the show. I'm a huge fan. I love you and Jimmy and Joe. And I got Billy to sign the book. And she had the book. And she's like, you're the sweetest girl ever. But I go, weren't you the one sleeping? She goes, yeah, I passed out. I didn't see any of your show, but I'm a big fan. So do this. Do us a favor. Do your fucking mind altering drugs after the show.
Or when you're at home
watching
a movie.
You guys are the best. Make sure you support all of us. Go to our shows and come up to us after the show. Let us know that you're a fan of the podcast. Spread the word. Follow us on Twitter. Follow Nate Bergazzi on Twitter. And you guys are the best. Thanks for we need an army, and I think we're getting one.
Yeah, tell somebody.
Tell somebody. I want to thank some of the fans. First of all, Kelly.
Yes.
Some of these beautiful fucking fans sent me some...
Some cards for congratulating you.
No. They sent me baby gifts.
Oh, did they?
They sent me baby gifts.
Oh, that's beautiful.
They went on Amazon, which is, and they searched my registry, which is Robert Kelly Baby Registry or whatever.
Do you have a registry on Amazon?
I have
Amazon?
A registry on Amazon.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And they went and bought me shit, which I really appreciate. That was very sweet of you to do. Yeah. So let me read one of those. Give me that one.
That one?
Okay. What is that? Kendra? That's Bill Squire. Bill Squire and his wife. Really, I guess me and her fought the first time I met her. We got into a big argument. Aww. But she's actually a sweetheart. Bill Squire is a comic from Cleveland, who's been a friend of mine, and a very funny guy. And, you know, his wife and him sent me a present, really a little onesie. And then...
This is from Mike and Maureen Swan. I think they must have sent you some Red Sox memorabilia.
Yeah, they sent me all Boston team stuff, yeah.
Fucking Red Sox.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. What's their last name?
Mike and Maureen Swain.
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 You guys, thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. You guys want to send baby stuff, 676A, or anything, anybody to the podcast. You want to send presents, gifts, notes, whatever. 676A, 9th Ave, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. Or you can, you know, email at ykwd@ridecast.com. Or you can just go to Amazon and look up my baby registry. Is that what they call it? I think that's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
And all that stuff is up there. But we really appreciate that. I want to thank Joseph Zakozek. Wow, what a name. Heather Graves, of course. Zabu Puthinavetti Till. Wow, what a name.
Fantastic.
For donating. You guys are great. Thank you for donating to the podcast. Each month, you guys help out all the stuff. This whole studio is due to you guys, so really appreciate that. And
and thanks to everyone who sent in entries to the competition that we've been running for a few months. It's been some awesome ones this week. Fucking hell.
Yeah, we got some
song and
we're going to figure that out next week. Yeah. We're going to figure out who won. We got two prize packages, the Yeti mic one and the
Fleshlight.
You get to fuck something or record something. And they come with a bunch of other stuff, so we're going to figure that out this week. We guys, we love them. The ones you guys sent in were hilarious. So that's it, I think. That's all the thank yous.
Thank you.
So if you made it this far into the podcast, God bless you.
God bless America. I don't know after that. I'm an immigrant. I don't know how that goes after that.
God, I want to kill myself.
Oh, sick.
Hey, make sure you support our sponsors. That's right, you son of a bitches. We have sponsors, kid. Make sure you go to ridecast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to the website and buy all your goods, your needs, your tech stuff, whatever the fuck it is, off of Amazon.com. But use our link. Because every time you use our link, whatever it is, just we make money. You support the show for nothing. Stuff you're going to get anyways. So make sure you do that. Go to our page on Riotcast and use our link. And go to Gamefly.com/YKWD. Get a 2-week free subscription to Gamefly. It's the Netflix of video games. If you play video games, why spend $60 every friggin' month on a game that you're going to be done with in a couple weeks? Or maybe a couple days if you're a friggin' lunatic like some of you. Just go to Gamefly.com and use it that way. It's a perfect way to game. You can keep the games after if you want to. Return them and get a brand new one. Gamefly.com/YKWD. And make sure you, if you want to, click the donate button. $1, $5, $20,000, whatever you got. You can donate to the show. All goes back into the show. Like Heather Graves, constantly donate to the show. Thank you. And you know, you guys out there, we love you for doing that. Thanks for supporting the show that way. Actually giving us cash, which is great. But here's another way you can do it. TweakedAudio.com. They're a sponsor of the show, sponsor of the network. Great headphones, 33% off. Go to TweakedAudio.com right now. Use the code word DUDE, and you get 33% off already cheap headphones. And when I say cheap, I don't mean quality. Quality is great. I have a pair, and you know me. I'm a tech guy. I have three pairs. They're great gifts for people. You know you lose these headphones all the time. You leave them on a car, a train, bus, in a hotel room, at work. Get a few pairs. Buy them for your girl. Buy them for your wife, your friends. Put one in your bag. Put one in your pocket. Have one at work. Go right now. You can't. You can't not go. Because they're so cheap, price-wise, such good quality headphones. And you get 33% off. TweakedAudio.com. Use the code word DUDE when you buy and you get 33% off and free shipping. So there you go. Make sure you support our sponsors. And thanks a lot, guys. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop